It's time for Red Hill Saluki Sports on FM 99.3 and AM 910 WAKO. Red Hill Saluki Sports is brought to you by Citizens National Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Hoke's Endless Possibilities, Casey's State Bank, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, Rutgers Wholesale, Bill Dobson Ford, and Bob's Pizza. And now here is the voice of the Salukis, Ryan Seed.
Good evening, Saluki fans, and welcome back. This is the last night and last game of this messed up COVID season for the Red Hill Salukis. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Ryan Schick. Pregame show tonight is brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and Bob's Pizza. Ryan, it's going to be a tough game for this last one, and it is senior night here for these five seniors that we have, but it's going to be a tough one taking on the Paris Tigers here tonight. Always been a tough team throughout the years, and they've got the numbers, they've got the height, they've got the experience. A lot of athletes coming out of that Paris, Illinois town, and it's going to be a tough one for Billy and his 24 kids he's got out there. They've been showing us they can hang with these bigger and more athletic teams that they've got. They've got depth in the roster and just the experience all around. We've hung with Marshall, and we've shown we can beat them. Last week we hung with KZ there in the first half, but just kind of like Coach Billy Gray said, woke up a sleeping giant last week there in the second half, and they just came out and did what KZ Westfield Warriors always do. But again, Paris Tigers, just an all-around tough team.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think they're a 4A school, and you know, they probably have, you know, they're going to high school football. You can dress 60; they probably have 60 kids over there. And that may not be all their kids either. You know, and the other thing is they were picked to win the conference this year, and so far they're undefeated. The only person that's the only team that's gave them a decent game was Robinson. And had Robinson not fumbled the ball a couple times, they probably steal that game from Paris. Like you said, they got their line's humongous. I mean, they got guys out there that are the biggest one is 6'5", 310. I mean, that's I can tell you as a guy who played lineman that was undersized, you know, I was 180 pounds my senior year. We got the playoffs. I had a kid from Westfield, and he was 6'5", 325. And it's just, you can't move those boys. You got to cut them, and you got to deal with that. But, you know, they got big linemen. They got good, strong running backs. Their quarterback's good. They got endless receivers. They can hurt you both ways. And the other thing is, it's going to be an emotional night here at Red Hill. Not only is it senior night, but we had Jared Henry, who's a junior running back, his mom had an aneurysm this week and ended up didn't make it. So he's not dressed tonight, and he's not playing, and I can't say that I'd blame him by any stretch of imagination. I can't imagine. I don't even know if I'd be able to be here if I was in his shoes. But, you know, so there's a, you know, people are passing out ribbons and stuff in remembrance of his mom, Patsy, and you know, so it's going to, you know, not only at senior night, but you got that weighing on the boys' minds. And then when I was on the way home from work to get ready to come here, I get just outside of Sumner, and Benny Stemler's in a wreck. And it's 5:30, and I know they got to be here by, you know, Billy likes him here at 5. And he's standing outside with his mom and dad and looked like his car slid off the side of the road. But I just seen him. He's dressed, and he's down here. So, you know, there's a lot of distractions going on here tonight. Hopefully that the boys are get focused and are ready to play football, because if they're not, it could be a long night. You know, if the boys are focused and they play to their ability, you know, we can hang with anybody, just like we seen last week. But if they're not focused and let all these distractions get in the way, then it could be a long night for the Dogs.
And they just did the coin toss, and it looks like the Salukis won the toss but deferred to the second half. They will be kicking off from south to north, defending the south end zone here to start the game. Take a quick commercial break and hear from our pregame sponsors, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and Bob's Pizza. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is dedicated to providing exceptional care to all of their service area. They are pleased to offer services that were previously unavailable to the residents of Bridgeport and Lawrence County with the opening of Carl Bridgeport. The Carl Bridgeport Clinic not only offers an option for family practice, but several specialty services, including behavioral health, audiology, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, orthopedics, pediatrics, and women's health. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is bringing all of these services to you, the residents of Lawrence County, to make it more convenient for you to get the healthcare services you need. Visit the clinic at 101 Industry Road and see all the local friendly faces ready to take care of you. For information or to make an appointment with one of the providers, call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001.
Had the opportunity to talk to head coach Billy Gray the other day and get his thoughts on tonight's game.
Here with head coach Billy Gray. Coach, coming off a loss from last week, but today's a new week. You got an extra day of practice this week to get ready for Oblong Powhatan. They are 0-6 right now, and they've been struggling with probably getting a new head coach up there, as Lawrenceville had their head coach came from Oblong Palestine, but it could be a different standing up there.
Yeah, we're excited to have homecoming and go out and be able to compete against a 1A school and hopefully have a win. We have been getting better. We're still taking our lumps, and the changes we're making are helping, but we need good practices and we need good effort in order to get better, and we think we can pull out a win this week.
And as we've seen in past games, especially against the Parrish game, the offense has been starting to try and fire on all cylinders, but kind of has those moments where they just kind of fall apart, and then those little mistakes and big penalties that hurt them. But focusing on defense is what you've been trying to do, and have you been working mainly on tackle drills in practice?
You know, we really haven't. The tackle drills, they don't tackle in a game, and they don't like to tackle in practice. So we haven't been – we don't want to risk the injuries of doing all the tackling drills. We try to coach up the tackling, but hopefully it's going to get better. If you get kids excited and you get people flying around out there, those good things happen, and that's what we've been going on.
And it's going to be a Saturday evening game, homecoming. It's a different atmosphere than playing under the Friday night lights, and that could just be the thing to get the guys going.
Oh, I hope so. It's supposed to be great weather, and Saturday afternoon, it doesn't get better than Saturday afternoon football to me. It's playoff atmosphere. It's college football atmosphere. Should be an exciting day. Hopefully we'll have a good crowd, and even more importantly, go out there and put on a good show and get a win.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm real worried about that, Monty.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. That was head coach Billy Gray on his thoughts of tonight's game. And like we were just talking about, Ryan, it could go one of two ways here tonight. The Salukis we've seen that played the Marshall in the first half against KZ Westfield Warriors last week show up. Or, I mean, the Parrish Tigers just come out and, I mean, dominate like they've always done. I mean, we've seen we can hang with big teams and big schools like this. So it could be a very interesting game, and we could all be shocked like we were at the Marshall game.
All right. Yeah, like I said, I think that one or two things are going to happen. Either we're going to come out and we're ready to play ball, and we're going to use that emotion that's going on this week in a good way, or it's going to go the other way and Paris is going to have a good night, and it's going to be a long night for the Dogs. So, you know, one good thing about Billy is he knows how to focus and channel that energy. So if anybody can do it and get them to play up to their ability on a week like the boys have had, it's definitely Coach Gray. And, you know, so hopefully he was up for the challenge, and, you know, he can get the boys to respond today and do what they're supposed to do. Because we said, we played with every team, you know, that we've been up against, and sometimes that's kind of our downfall as well, is we will only play up to our ability. You know, we only beat Oblong 21-0, but we beat Lawrenceville, and Lawrenceville throttled them 45-6, and they scored most of those points in the first half. So, you know, that's one of the things that from Coach D's boys from junior pro on up is they've been guilty of, is they played to their ability instead of playing, you know, to their full potential all the time. And, you know, so that's one of the things you'll see with these kids. But like I said, it's either going to be a good ball game this evening, or Paris might run away with it. So we'll see how breaks out here.
And like I talked with Coach Billy Gray last night, he agreed with me and said if we were to go back to week one when we played Newton Eagles right now, after this game next week, make a week seven and mm-hmm. go back and play game one, it'd be a totally different ball game. I mean, the way these boys have performed for the last five games and hopefully here tonight, I mean, just the way they've come, as how far they've come. I mean, they've advanced so much. I mean, Andrew Maxfield he's been able to throw the long ball. I mean, his arm is – he's been getting his arm dialed in. Coach Billy and you have said Coach works with him as much as he can, but didn't have a whole lot of time due to this COVID. Didn't have a past fall season, so that really hurt a lot of these kids. But a lot of these underclassmen stepping up, a couple to point on Jake Powden, Clay Gator. I mean, those two boys, I mean, they've been blowing up the ball, especially Jake Powden. I mean, anywhere that ball is, running, thrown, I mean, he's on top of it. I mean, we're at least calling his number 10 times a night. And Clay Gator getting in the backfield whenever he's in there, blowing up that line. And it's just amazing to see what the future holds for the Red Hill Salukis.
Right. You know, a few other of these underclassmen, you got Ethan Tarr as a freshman starting on the line. Landon Phipps, another freshman starting on the line. Then you got Wyatt Cox, who's been playing middle linebacker for us most of the year, who's a sophomore. And then you have Silas Parrott, who's a freshman, who has, I mean, he's had some monster hits this season. He's been injured. He was injured one game, and last game he got injured. And I messaged his dad to ask how he's doing, and he said, I said, you know, is he all right? And he said, yeah. He said he took a cleat to the back. And I sent him a message back, and I said, he took a cleat to the back. Did you tell him we used to do that? We used to eat cleats for breakfast? And he started laughing, and then I was like, no, I'm kidding. If Silas was complaining he was hurt, it was a legitimate complaint, you know, because he's a super tough kid and has played great for a freshman. There's no doubt in my mind, if we had an all-conference picks, Jake Powell's a first-team all-conference corner. Not only is his pass defense superb, but his run defense, coming up and making huge hits for all soaking wet, 135 pounds of him, making big hits. And like you said, Clay Gator on the defense and the offense side of the ball, Ethan Tarr, Bryce Barker, played center all year long, has played a little backup linebacker. I mean, the future's bright. You know, it's gonna be hard to replace Drake Allen. He's absolutely played lights out. I mean, on the offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball, last week against Casey, he hit that Stepinda kid, their stud running back, and it was one of the top five hardest hits I've seen in high school football. And, you know, he's been playing great, and it's going to be hard to replace him and some of the other guys. But the good thing is we got the younger crew coming up that's ready to help and should be able to perform this. And we're going to roll right into this fall season. We're going to have 3 months, and they're going to be doing Skelly and 7-on-7 tournaments and, you know, preparing for this fall. So
just about time for kickoff time, so we're going to send it right back to the studio for a quick commercial break. Brigham Show was brought to you by Carl Rich Memorial Hospital and Bo Pizza. We'll be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Bob's Pizza is a proud supporter of our local high school sports. Don't stress about cooking. Let Bob's feed the family tonight. Enjoy our cheesy, mouth-watering pizza and breadsticks, handmade from scratch. Bob's has 55 years of family heritage to perfect our tradition. Taste the difference. Try our online ordering, quick and convenient. From our oven to your home, we strive to provide the best pizza with the freshest ingredients, exactly how you want it. Check us out at bobspizza.net for more information.
The legends of country live here. 910 AM and 99.3 FM. WAKO, Lawrenceville. Vincent's The Legend.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Kickoff time just moments away. Pre-game show was brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and Bob's Pizza. Ryan, as we see out there on the sideline, Jared Henry, like you said, not dressed, but he is here tonight, and emotions got to be running high. A couple of his teammates walked up to him, gave him a hug, and I mean that just shows how much heart he's got for this game. And I mean, like you said, it'd be tough for any person to be anywhere.
Right. Well, I was just talking to an assistant coach here on break, and you know, I told you about Benny, seeing Benny's car wrecked on the side of the road. Well, Plummer was with him, and they rolled his car. And if you look out there right now, there's number 20 and there's number 2. So how tough are those kids? They just rolled Benny's car 3 times less than an hour ago. I mean, you know, that's why I said we don't have a whole lot of kids, but the kids we got, they're tough and they got a lot of heart. And, you know, hopefully they show that heart tonight and put up a fight here against Paris.
Back to receive the kickoff for the Paris Tigers is number 3, Mason Hutchings, and number 18, Garrett King. Andrew Maxfield getting set for kickoff here at senior night. One last time for this COVID season. And the kick is away. It's a line drive to the sideline. Rolled just out of bounds before it got to the 30. And we will see where they marked the football for the Paris Tigers to take over. Not quite what you want to see on an opening kickoff, but Andrew Maxfield, whenever he gets a hold of the ball, he can kick it deep and get it back to about the 20 or the 15.
Had it stayed in bounds, that would have been a good kick. I mean, and it barely rolled out of bounds. I mean, they're trying to, you know, not give them an opportunity to
And see where they've marked the ball here. It looks like they're walking around the 35.
Well, he was standing on the 32 where it was at.
And he marks that about 37. Okay. Or about the 38 or 39. So, but like you said, it just barely rolled out of bounds. And, I mean, that would have been an excellent kick. Number 12, Danny Perry, in a quarterback in the shotgun, two to his right. Ball snap, hands off to Hutchings. He's guns it on the outside and brought down hard by Andrew Maxfield.
That's sweet. Like I said, all these guys are fast. I was watching film on them, and if they get the ball in open space and there's nobody within 2 or 3 yards of them, we're in deep trouble. These kids can run.
And it looks like they're in a hurry-up offense. They got double or trips out to the far side. Perry in the shotgun, single receiver here to the left, and back to his left. Ball snapped. High snap. He tucks it and runs. Gets to the outside. Good contain, but he's got open field.
Nice Jake play by Bowden. Jake. Wow.
Wraps him up and just holds on for dear life.
Hey, fought, but he was getting blocked by a big kid. And he fought off his block and made a great play to save a touchdown.
He was fighting off a kid that was almost twice his size. That was Garrett King, 5'9", 175. And I mean, he's a senior, so, I mean, Powden going up against him, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Doubles off to the right side, Perry in the shotgun. Doubles to the left as well. Ball snapped, hands off to Hutchings. He coats up the middle, but quickly stopped there.
Nice play by Will Stemmler.
Stemmler boys getting in there early tonight, and it looked like Drake Allen might have tried to get in the backfield, got some good containment on the outside. Holds him to 2nd and 10 now after ball on the 30-yard line. Kind of getting slowed down here, getting a couple more plays in, but, I mean, we haven't seen a hurry-up offense all year.
Mm-mm.
Looks like trips out to the far side. Single receiver here to the left. Perry in the shotgun, ball snapped. Fakes the handoff. He tucks in a run up the outside and quickly
nice
stopped by Tucker Moore.
They pulled both. They pulled the backside guard and backside tackle, and it was just a designed quarterback keeper, and Tucker stayed home and did his job there at the defensive end spot and made a nice play.
Going to bring up a 3rd and 13, it looks like. Ball on the 3rd and 14, ball on the 34. Having a little complications with the clock here tonight. Get that set. 10:04 to go here in the first quarter. Saluki's looking to make a third down stop here. And
almost red zone stop. We've made a ton of them this year.
And they get – the opposing team gets in the red zone. We had 3 in the first half against Lawrenceville, I believe it was.
Yeah, yep.
Perry gets him set, got doubles to the left side and doubles to the far side. Got a receiver spread way out wide. Ball snap. Perry drops back pass, looks to his right.
He's open.
Has an open man. Hutchings.
Nice job.
Catches it.
Oh, man.
Allen and Plummer.
Fumble. Is that Red Hill ball?
And it is. Allen and Plummer on the tackle, forcing a fumble. And I'm not sure who picked that up.
I don't know, because Allen and Plummer were too busy. And see Drake out there? Drake's limping. His dad sent me a picture of his big toe, and looks like Fred Flintstone.
And Billy Gray was talking to me about that, said he had it drilled the other day. And
yeah, I mean, how tough is Drake Allen?
And I was telling Billy, I said, hey, wrap it up tight, make sure he can't feel it. Either way,
his adrenaline's going to carry him for a little while.
I can tell you this, that the way that kid has played this year, he was not missing his senior night.
No.
He was going to play one way or another.
Right.
Maxfield brings him to the line for the first offensive series, 1st and 10 from the 34-yard line. Ball snap, drops back to pass. Looking to his right, he's got a man open. Benny Stemmler. He had it in his fingertips, but it falls to the ground. Nice design play there. I mean, nobody around him within 5 yards, and it – just in his fingertips and wasn't able to hang on to the ball there.
Right.
Bring up second.
Benny still may be dizzy from rolling that car.
It could be a good possibility. I don't know anybody that can walk away from something like that and then come play a football game.
Right.
Maxwell brings them set to the line. Got double up backs. Plummer and Gerald spread out wide. Maxwell sends Stemmler in motion. Ball snap. Fakes the handoff. Rolls out to his left. Looking to pass. Slips a little bit.
Oh.
Pass intended for Drake Allen. Falls just short. And that Allen was, good, was wide open.
That was a good design pass, too. Drake just looked a little slow on that one. But with that toe, I mean, I can imagine. What, he had it drilled when?
I think a couple days ago. So I think on Wednesday is when he had it done. And that's pretty tough. I mean, something like that. So
yeah, I can imagine.
But Maxwell rolled out, and I think it was Tucker Moore sold the fake really well.
Yes.
And Maxwell went to plant his foot, and that back kinda foot slid.
And it kind of looked like Drake was slow running. Drake was a little slow running that route of his. And wasn't there in time.
Allen sent in motion, takes the handoff. He cuts back to the middle.
Nice run.
Brought
man, that
down
guy's a monster.
Hard.
Who is that dude?
Number 68, Gabe Winans, 6'3", 315.
And he's not fat.
And
like,
no,
this
he
dude's
not.
Like, he looks like a professional wrestler. Yeah, he has no gut. He's 315. Holy, he is a monster. Wow.
I mean, he just
That's probably the first – that is the first time this season I've seen Drake – get grabbed like that and pretty much manhandled to the ground. Usually Drake's giving kids piggyback rides.
Basically bear hugged that one.
Right.
Hutchings and King back to receive the punt. Gerald, ball snap, low snap, goes down and gets it. Nice high punt. Excellent punt there. Gets it at about the 32-yard line. He runs.
Nice coverage.
Finally brought down there by Powden, Allen, and Tucker Moore. Pack of dogs there. So about an 8-yard return there, gets out to the 40-yard line. And like I said, Jake Powden, he's on the ball. He had good pursuit on that, and he closed down on it. I mean, the little he may not be a big old guy, but he loads up and he'll slow him down.
I'm not so sure that he's – I think he's like second in tackles on team – or leads the team on
ball
tackles.
Ball snap, hands off to Hutchings to the outside.
Ah,
and finally brought down by Jake Powden again.
Jeez.
Man, that kid's feeling 10 foot tall right now. He made that tackle and looked down at Hutchins like, hey, it's going to be all night, bud. You run it this way.
All night.
And like I said, the way he loads up, he breaks down. And I mean, he gets low and goes for them legs and takes them down hard. Parrying the shotgun. Single receiver to the left. Single receiver spread out wide and then up back. Ball snap, hands off to Hutchins and quickly brought down. Just before the line of scrimmage. Looks like he's going to bring up third and short.
Who got him there? Will Stemmler?
And, I mean, Benny, he was looking. I mean, he timed that snap almost perfectly. He had to stop abruptly at the line of scrimmage and then forced into the back. But Hutchings, with his speed, he's going to be tough to bring down.
Yeah, if you don't – I mean, he's just as good as Winningham or the Cook kid from Marshall.
Mason stuck on that carry. Got about 15 on that one, and like you said, all these kids are quick. I mean, Hutchings, Stuck, and King. I mean, there's not a slow one. And as we see here, in between calling in plays, they run this hurry up offense. They're throwing in new bodies left and right, and they've got
not
the depth.
Not that we got any guys to put in to give us a break, anyways. But you know, it does affect the play calling. You know what Coach Lyles is going to call for our defense to run and us being able to huddle up. So
doubles to both sides, parrying the shotgun. Hutchins to his left, drops back to pass, looking to his right. Pressure on, breaks away, but
nice
quickly
job by
wrapped
Cox
up.
And Cox and Kyle Bond made a nice hit on that kid. I mean, twist him up.
So King got back to the original line of scrimmage, so going to bring up 2nd and 10 from the 36. And he was deep in the backfield. I mean, that hole was just closing, and he had a split second, and he broke away.
That's the crazy thing about this, that spread offense they run. All their handoffs and everything are so deep in the backfield that if one guy misses his block, I mean, it's bad news. Just like this. Oh, my God.
Almost lit up by Jake Powden, but shoelace tackle there.
Uh-oh. This ain't good, though.
It looked like Powden may have slipped on that one, too, but slow to get up.
He's a little woozy.
And that's not good.
No, he's about to. Uh-oh.
I mean, he was going in for that hard, too, and made an excellent tackle, but might have took a knee or a leg to the helmet, it looked like.
Well, I think he, like I said, these kids are fast, and that kid was running fast. And I think when Jake went in to tackle, he took a knee to the helmet, and that will ring your bell.
And he's over here sitting on the bench, so hopefully we'll see him.
I mean, he got up and he looked like Jake had been drinking. I mean.
Parrying the shotgun, drops back to pass, looking to his right, his left. Everybody
covered.
God,
that kid's wide open right there.
And finally, shoelace tackled by Wyatt Cox.
You know what's scary is, though, that coach is going to be like, oh, crap, that kid has been shutting us down all year. They're going to start attacking that side, as they kind of did just there.
Well, it looks like they got Pintel in there to hang tight for till Powden can get back in there. Perry spreads him out again, doubles to the right, single receiver here to the left.
Make another stop, that'd be all right. Oh, come on. Tuck, you got to watch the ball, man.
Tucker,
I mean, you're
Moore.
Playing defensive end. It's right there. You're down. You're looking at the ball. I mean, I know he's antsy. He was wanting to get in there and get him a sack and shut him down. But instead, we go from fourth and four to give them a first down. And a first down within our 30-yard line. Man, that's a big penalty there.
We're going to bring up first and 10, ball on the 25 now. Looks like they're going to get a new play in here. Perry trips to the right. That single receiver way out there by the sideline trips me up every time. Ball snap, hands off to Stuck, and almost tackled in the backfield.
Uh-oh.
Breaks away.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow. With a big hit and a late flag flies in
about?
From the back.
I thought about Will Stemler getting down. I mean, from his nose guard tackle down there, down the field. I mean, that Stuck kid is quick. He's only about, what, five? I mean, he's a short kid. What is he?
5'10", 140.
I don't know. That kid's 5'10". I'm 6 foot. I don't think he's anywhere close to me. He's probably more about 5'8", but that kid is quick. And Will Stemler just chased him down. I mean, that's pretty impressive by Stemler.
And it was a block in the back by the Tigers, so that'll walk him back a little way. So that's a 10-yard penalty, I believe. And that sets us up a little better, take away that offsides penalty and – Got a new set of downs right here.
Right.
So first and about Petrolia here for the Tigers, and looks like they're going to do trips to the left side this time. Single receiver spread out wide to that right side. Perry in the shotgun was Stuck to his right. 5:15 to go here in the first quarter. Ball snap. Perry drops back to pass, looking to his left. Quick slant. Big
nice
hit
job.
There by
that?
Benny Stemler.
Great, that was a great play. Because they had them boys, that was a screen there, a slip screen there, and he had them big linemen out in front. Had Benny not jumped in there to make it,
and
he'd had to step in front of him.
That was number 33, Jude Sullivan, that made that catch. 6'1", 205
wow.
At the receiver spot.
That's a pretty large dude coming at you, you know, when he gets up ahead of speed. Whew.
That's a lot of weight to bring down, and Benny,
yes,
I mean, just took him down like it was nothing.
He just rolled his car. Heck, he didn't camp. Hey, that kid.
Trips to the right, doubles to the left. Stuck still in there to Perry's left, drops back to pass. Looking to his right, pump fakes. Got a man open on the sideline.
Wide open.
Finally tripped up. Looked like he stumbled for a first down there. Number 7, Norman Phillips. Kind of stuttered step there at the original line of scrimmage and ran backwards, and we had two guys on him, and he just slipped them. It looks like they're going to mark him short, 3rd and inches. Ball on the 16-yard line. Setting up trips to the left side. Single receiver spread out wide on that far sideline. Hutchings back in there at running back with Perry in the shotgun. 4 to go on the play clock. Ball snap. Tucks it and run. Fakes the handoff. He cuts to the outside. Still on his feet. Walks right in the end zone for a Tiger touchdown.
Yeah, that was just the power. They ran right behind that humongous tackle. It looks like a WWE wrestler. Jeez, how big is 70?
Number 70, that's Logan Bartley, 6'5", 310. Mm-hmm. That's that big boy that we were talking about.
Jeez and rice.
And then they got another 6'5 guy that's 180, J.R. Brinkerhoff. He's an offensive lineman and a defensive end.
So you look at their linemen through the roster here, and you just read down through, okay, starting at the 50, 230, 230, 230, starting at number 50, 230, 230, 230, 180, 280, 250, 315,
Garrett King's point after attempt is good. Just barely inside that right upright.
He did.
And I mean, it was a high kick. There was multiple Red Hill Saluki jerseys that were flying to try and block that. But like you were saying, I mean, there's maybe a handful of kids after number 50 Mason Boatman that is under 230 on this roster.
Yeah, there's some losses. And they're not fat kids. They're just
they're big.
That's a lot of his muscle. I mean, they're not guts hanging over the belts. I mean, these kids are just big.
And it's almost like looking at the first game against the Newton Eagles again too. I mean,
yeah, it does.
Eighth grade team against a varsity team
for sure.
So, but 3:35 to go here in the first quarter, 7-0 in favor of the Tigers. Get up on the board late here in the first.
You know, if we don't have that penalty there, you know, possibly shut them down on that 4th and 4. I mean, that was a huge penalty, but you know, so far they played pretty decent. Hopefully we're gonna get Paladin back in there. He's still got him set down on the bench right now. He's drinking some water and doesn't look like he's drunk anymore, so that's a good sign. But I'm sure he's gonna have to pass the concussion protocol before they'll put him back in. So I'm sure the trainer's sitting there talking to him now, and I'm sure that's what they're doing to him, is giving him the concussion test.
King's kickoff is deep and long. Plummer tracks it down, gets it at about the 9-yard line. He's going to bring it back out.
Go, Plum.
Finally carrying him around. Finally gets brought down at about the 15. So a 6-yard return, and those Tigers.
That was an absolute boot.
That was the deepest kickoff I think we've seen all year long.
For sure.
That Gary King, I mean, he had a high point after there, but that kickoff, wow.
It was deep, and it was to the corner of the field, too.
I mean, that was pretty well perfectly placed. And
yeah, Plummer had to go get it.
He caught it in stride running towards the back of the end zone, but, I mean, if he got under that, he might have had about 10 more yards on the back.
Might have been better off to let that one go and get a touchback.
Maxwell brings him to the line, sends Allen in motion. Ball snapped, hands off to Tucker Moore, and he's met at the line by a couple of those big
boys. I didn't even
boys.
See him. Like, he was sworn up by the big defensive lineman. I literally couldn't see Tucker's jersey.
That Brinkerhoff, he just swallowed him up. I mean, I think Tucker Moore was wearing his jersey there for a second.
I didn't know. You said it was Tucker, and I couldn't even tell who it was.
Maxwell brings him back to the line in that double – up back formation. Plummer and Gerald spread out wide. Ball snap. Maxfield drops back to pass. Looks to his left. Throws it. Pass intended there for Allen. Allen, little miscommunication there. Wasn't ready for the ball and almost intercepted there by number 6, Mason Stuck. Going to bring up 3rd and 10. Ball on the 14-yard line. But I thought he was going to go to Plummer there on the outside. It looked like he had his man beat. He had the inside advantage on that one. But, I mean, just up back
release
right there.
I think he's
wanting
to go for full gusto there.
Long 3rd and 10 here. Maxwell brings him set to the line. 10 seconds to go on the play clock. Sends Stemler in motion. Rolls out to his left. Looking to pass. Gets it offset. Almost to Allen. And a flag flies.
Hey.
Looks like passing interference there.
It's either that or it's unsportsmanlike because they kind of shoved him on the way down. I mean, that was kind of unnecessary there.
A late flag there after the whistle, so that'll be marked. That'd be it. First down and then some. So we'll see what the official says here. And it looks like that flag was down at the 35, unsportsmanlike conduct on Harris. Tigers.
Yeah, we'll take it.
So that'll give us an excellent field position right there.
15-yarder.
It's going to be spotted on the 30-yard line, so 1st and 10 from the Saluki zone 30. So new set of downs here, and looks like over here on the sideline, Jake Powden is now standing under his own 2 feet, not sitting down anymore. So
and he's standing still.
And trust me, I've had to do a pass concussion test while wearing cleats. Not football cleats, metal tip baseball cleats on gravel, and it's not easy, I will say that. Maxwell brings him set to the line. Ball snap, drops back to pass, looking to his left. Pump fakes, under pressure, forced out of the pocket, gets it off.
That's
bullet.
That's on us though, because he cut. You can't cut block once you're up, trying to block him upright and then go to the cut, and that's what Kyle Ballin just did right there. Holding. Okay. Well, maybe he was holding him. Looked to me like he cut him. I don't know.
So that'll mark it, march it off 5 yards there from the spot of the flag. Sorry, 10 yards. So that's going to bring up first and Mount Carmel for us now.
Mm-hmm. Deep in our territory.
Second and 23. So we're just about back to where we started out at on this offensive series. 2:23 to go. Tigers leading it 7-0 here in the first. Maxfield brings them back to the line and got Gerald and Plummer spread out wide, sticking to this double up back, sends Allen in motion. Fakes the handoff, rolls out to his left, airs the ball out
Gerald. Get it.
Almost catches it. Man. Batted away there by Hutchings. Nice pass, though.
It was a nice pass. I mean, that was a nice play. It was a nice ball by Andrew. You know, A.J. did a good job that time of getting his head around, looking at the quarterback, looking for the ball. And number three, is that Hutchins? That's the quarterback.
Hutchins.
Yeah. And he was there and just made a nice play on the ball. It was a good football play all the way around.
And it looks like instead of having Maxfield or new backs in there running back and forth to get the play from Billy, looks like Arbuckle's been running back and forth, throwing it in there, keeping those guys in the huddle and keep their mindset on the next play. Ball handed off to Allen. He's met quickly at the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a couple on that one.
Did you see that linebacker fill that hole? He came up there, and Tucker Moore leads through the hole. And Tucker's a stout kid. And Tucker hit him with all his might, and that linebacker just kind of raised up, and Tucker went backward into the ball carrier. Man.
And none of these linebackers, that number, I think it was number 54 is who did that, Josh Wood, 6'1", 230.
And what's Tucker?
Soaking wet. They got him listed as 5'9", 185.
Yeah. 50-pound difference makes a little difference.
Maxwell brings him set to the line. Empty backfield, trips to the left, doubles to the right. Maxfield in the shotgun, ball snap, drops back to pass, airs it out to his left, intercepted by Stuck. Goes up one-handed. I don't know how he got that, but still on his feet.
How did he jump that high?
I mean, he got up there. I don't know how he got that. We might have to go to the camera just to even see that. But.
Carson's always sitting here next to me recording a game for Billy, and he looks over at me. How did that kid jump that high?
I don't know how he even pulled that in. He went up there one-handed and just –
kid's got springs in his legs. Wow.
That is the most athletic plays
I've seen all season.
One of the best interceptions I've ever seen.
Wow. That springs in his legs.
Whew. That kid is definitely.
It was a good thrown ball. Plummer was open too, and that I mean I don't know what that kid's vertical is, but it's got to be
that's about 2 foot right there.
Easily. Like I said, and he's only 5'8", 5'9".
Plummer hands off to Hutchings. He gets to the outside, stiff arm Moore. Uh-oh. Gets to the sideline, steps out of bounds though, right at the 5. But
Will and Benny both put a hit on him.
So the Stemler brothers looking to get some blood, but Powden, he's working that test over here on the bench now, and we're needing him bad.
Yeah.
He may not be the biggest guy to this defense, but he's definitely got the biggest heart on this defense, and he
leads the defense. There's no doubt about it.
He's definitely the biggest impact, that is for sure. Trips to the lot, right, Perry in the shotgun, ball snap, hands off to Hutchings again, gets to the right side, and finally brought down. Not before he gets into the end zone. Touchdown for the Tigers. Silas Parrott was right there on top of him, but Hutchings just had that momentum and kind of drug him a little bit and fell forward right past the goal line. So another touchdown for the Tigers with a minute to go here in the first quarter. Puts them up 13-0 as Garrett King gets set for the point after attempt. Low snap, ball picked up and quickly fumbled around as
Plummer's,
I think that was Perry, tried to throw it back to King, but Cox and Plummer and Gerald, they were all back there on him, so nice stop there. 1 minute to go here in the first. Tigers lead at 13-0. We'll take a quick 30-second break and be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Slicky Football right here on The Legend.
Yep, you've heard it right. Citizens National Bank of Albion is one of the fastest growing banking institutions, and for good reason. We make it easier than ever for you to set up a new account, take advantage of our deposit, banking products, and secure mobile banking. We'll help you keep track of your hard-earned money. You can even earn cash back and watch that money grow. And need a loan for a new vehicle, home, business, or farm? Come in and talk to our lending professionals at any one of our six locations.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good.
Well, it may not have been one of our kids, but kind of the talk of the game and probably the play of the game so far, that Mason stuck with the got to be 2 foot vertical from the way it looks
unreal
up here, and just went up, one arm interception, came down and got about 30 yards out of it,
and then two plays later runs it in the end zone. Kid's an exceptional athlete. I've never ever seen a high school kid with a vertical like that.
Plummer back in the 10-yard line, deep kick, and he gets it at about the 12-yard line, and Plummer brings it out. He's at the 25 now before he gets wrapped up and dogpiled there by multiple Tigers.
Their whole kickoff team is down there around the ball. They are so their linemen are huge, and their skill kids are absolutely fast, quick. I mean, the whole team was down there on Plummer.
And Plummer, he learned his lesson on that last one. He was waiting back at the 10-yard line, and sure enough, he kicks it deep every time. I mean, I'd hate to see this kid's onside kick.
Yeah.
Maxwell brings him to the line. No change in the formation here. Got the two up backs, Plummer and Gerald, spread out wide. Sends Allen in motion. Fakes the handoff. Options out to the right side.
What's 54 way? He just came from his middle linebacker spot.
6'1", 230.
Yeah, Jude Sullivan. Oh, my gosh. That kid, we tried to run an option there. And Andrews, I mean, once Andrew gets outside our tight end or tackle, there's been really nobody who's been able to catch him, you know, especially from the middle linebacker spot. And their middle linebacker just closed that gap. And, I mean, Andrew was able to get, 3 yards? I mean, he closed the gap so fast that he wasn't even able to get a pitch off. I mean, this is crazy.
Maxwell brings him back to the line at about the 30-yard line. Since similar motion, hands the ball off to him, and he's met behind the line of scrimmage, loses a couple on that one. And, this defensive line is no joke either. I mean, they're at number 70 and 55, both 6'5", right there in the middle.
Yeah.
And on that option play, I mean, we've seen Allen. I mean, he's usually right there side by side with Maxwell, but I mean, he was lagging behind. I mean, you can tell
that middle linebacker closed the gap so quick that he literally cut him off. You know, they had no more field to go. That kid's a pretty good linebacker.
I mean, you don't see too many 230-pound linebackers
that move like yeah. Well, you do, and they're usually playing college. I mean, a kid built like that, 230 pounds, and can close the distance on Maxfield like that. Yeah, I don't know, not heard of that kid, but I mean, I would say there's some JUCO college or D3 school that would be dying to have a kid like that.
At the end of the first, Parrish leads it 13-0. We'll be back in 30 with second quarter action. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
High quality care in your own backyard with Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. The Pain Management Group is now providing pain management at LCMH. Services offered will include epidural steroid injections, facet joint injections, selective nerve root blocks, and radio frequency ablations. When your health needs include pain management, think first about Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Pain Clinic. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. High quality, compassionate health care close to home.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Getting set to start the second quarter of action. This first quarter, I mean, not as bad as what, I mean, one would think. I mean, 13-0. I mean, big loss there in the first quarter, though. About halfway through, Jake Powden going down hard after making a big tackle there on Mason Stuck. I mean, he was just trucking down the sideline, and Powden it looked like he just rolled away from the tackle, and then I mean he gets up and Plummer helps him to his feet, and he's just he was just wobbling. I mean, he something wasn't right, and I mean he got his bell rung for sure.
I'd say that knee to the head did it. And he, you know, he was up standing around, but now Coach Tolley's sitting there on the sideline talking to him. So I'm probably going to guess that his night is done. And you hate to see that, because like I said, I think he's second on the team in total tackles, and you've seen they've scored twice since he's been out of the ball game.
Yeah, I mean he's been a big impact all year. So I mean it's gonna be a tough night for him just to take it sitting from the sideline. But I mean you hate to see it. Third and long, Maxwell in the shotgun, doubles both sides, drops back to pass, looking to his left. Line drive, tried pass intended for Drake Allen on that wheel route. Looked like Garrett King was right there on him, but Maxfield just kind of sidearm line drive on that one, and the Salukis will be forced to punt for a second time. And, I mean, Allen, he was running the route, and, I mean, as soon as he seen the ball hit the ground, he was
The Paris Tigers weren't fooled by that wheel route. You know, usually that wheel route is a pretty good route in high school football and fools a lot of teams. And, yeah, they weren't fooling Paris. They're obviously a very well-coached team, and they got the athletes to cover that.
Gerald gets the snap, and the punt is away. Another nice high punt. King calls for fair catch right at the 40-yard line, and Plummer was closing in right on top of him and filling in for Powden on that punt team. It was number 50, Silas Parrott, way over there on the outside. And again, Powden, I mean, he's still got another year or a couple of years left. He's only a sophomore, but the way he's played this year is just outstanding. I mean, you couldn't ask anything more from an underclassman. But I mean, to fall like that on these guys the senior night, and I mean, he's been a big help all season long. So I mean. Hats off to Jake Powden.
Right, and you know he's sitting down there thinking, he's probably taking as hard as all these seniors, and he gets play again in 3 months, you know, but that shows you his passion for the game. Nice sack! Silas Parrott. Is that Silas?
That yeah, was. Silas he Parrott. Just came bolting through the middle and blew Perry up. I mean, Perry had nowhere to go. He was dropping back, looking to his left, and Silas.
Hey, and once Silas gets you within arm's reach, trust me, Silas is a very good wrestler. And once he gets you with arm reach, you're going down. I guarantee it. And he just made a nice play there. Great play by Silas. And a freshman.
Going to bring up second and 18 from their own 32-yard line. Doubles to both sides, parrying the shotgun. Hands the ball off to Hutchings. Comes to the outside quickly. Stopped at the line of scrimmage there by multiple dogs. Looks like, number 53, that is.
63, Kyle Bond.
Kyle Bond. Sorry.
And 65, Clay Gator, I believe.
Them boys, I mean, they're not small either. I mean.
No, but they look small compared to them.
Yeah. Boys. Compared to 6'5", 3'10".
Yeah.
Doubles to both sides again, parrying the shotgun with Hutchins to his right, rolls out to his right side. And
Screen
pass to the other side.
And they got the blockers.
Got blockers out to the far side. And
nice
big
job.
Hit.
Nice hit by Benny. I mean, now I'm surprised they didn't score on that. They had their whole left side of their line was out there. We didn't read that very well. He had the blockers, but Benny was able to go over there and fight through a couple of blockers and able to take out his knees. But not before we got the first down. I mean, they were only first or second and 33. That's how well that screen pass worked.
Ball just past the 50-yard line in Saluki territory. Perry in the shotgun, ball snapped, hands the ball off there to Stuck, I believe. He gets to the outside, and Maxfield wraps him up, and Stuck keeps barreling forward and gets close to another first down. Looks like he gets it, and a little more. Going to spot the ball at about the 39-yard line. And this hurry-up offense doesn't give the Salukis much time to swap in and out, but they're doing the best they can here. It looks like they got Gerald in here on this corner position, filling in for Powden. And Hutchings comes back in. Got doubles to both sides, pairing the shotgun with Hutchings to his left. And Hutchings steps up to the up back. Empty backfield, sends number 7 in motion. Ball snap, wide receiver sweep out to the outside. And finally forced out of bounds. That was Norman Phillips. And he was already trucking before he even got the ball.
Yeah, that was a jet sweep. You know, the receiver comes from the opposite. He's the outside receiver lined up on the opposite side of the field. And when he took that handoff, he was already at full speed. And that's hard to stop.
Got about seven on that carry. Going to bring up second and three. Trips to the right side. King out there in the left. Pairing the shotgun. Ball snapped. Fakes the handoff. Drops back to pass. Forced outside the pocket. Quickly closed down on there by
Benny Stemler.
Yep, Benny. It is Benny Stemler. It looked like Tucker Moore was right there with him. Tackle for a loss. Going to bring up third and about six here now. Ball marked at the 34-yard line. 9.5 to go here in the first half. Tigers still lead it 13-0.
I need to stop here.
Doubles to the right side. Perry with two up backs now. Fakes the handoff to one.
Dang.
A little crossbuck action.
Oh,
and
don't
he's got an open field. One man to beat. Runs over his own player. Gerald fights it off and finally brought down out of bounds by Gerald and Maxfield. That was Colby Kindred on the carry. He gets down just, I think, about the 14 or 13-yard line there.
I don't know who was out there on that outside linebacker position, but whoever turned their back to try to – they turned their back to the inside to try to shed that block, that's never good. If you're going to do anything, you need to turn it to the outside so you can shut that sideline off. And once he did that, it was – I was like, uh-oh, it's bad news.
And Kindred, I mean, he ran his own player over trying to get some more yards out of there as –
Hey, when you're hungry, you want to score, you want to score. If they're in your way, your own players in your way, that's what you do.
Almost a direct snap there to number 33, Sullivan. He gets right back to about the line of scrimmage, maybe a loss of a yard.
But that's a big 230 kid, isn't it?
Sullivan, 6'1", 205. And you get 205, I mean, 205, 230, 310. You get any one of those guys
right,
going.
What's the difference?
I mean, they send number 70, Logan Bartley, in there at running back. We might have a few kids that probably going to be scared a little bit. Perry in the shotgun. We got doubles to the right and left. Stacked on that far side. Perry fakes the handoff, tucks in and runs to the left side. He's got blockers. Breaks to the outside, gets a good block, and brought down just before the goal line. But he is there. They're calling it good as Maxfield tried to stop him from crossing that line, and Tiger touchdown. There by number 12, Danny Perry. And I mean, not a bad play there. I mean, Perry held off as long as he could there with Hutchings and tucked in a run, broke it to the inside, outside, and almost like that Stapina kid we seen last week.
Can you imagine that's a Stapina kid with this kind of line? How good would he be then? Their line dominated that second half of that KZ ball game, but. If that's the mean kids running behind this line, oh my.
Perry for the 2-point conversion.
Nice
tripped
job.
Up.
Who's that? Nice play.
Hutchings
White Cox.
Trips up by Wyatt Cox. Nice stop there. But like you said, Stapina with this kind of line of he'd easily have 1,500 yards in three games.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He only had five touchdowns the second half of the ball game the other day. He had a pick six. He threw a touchdown. Caught a touchdown and ran a touchdown, or ran two touchdowns in the second half. And remember I said, you know, here's the thing. If we keep setting this kid down, we'll be okay. But big-time players make big-time plays, and that's what he came out the second half and absolutely did. I mean, that kid is a phenomenal ball player.
8:19 to go here in the first half, 19-0 the score now. And this is a good Paris Tigers team, but, I mean, Saluki staying in it. I mean, they're not going away.
We play tough, and I think that as long as we continue to play tough and not give up, I know that Coach Gray is going to be happy with that, because here's the thing. When you're outmanned, and there's not a lot you can do other than ask your kids to give you everything they got. And, you know, if they do that, then I know, you know, Coach Gray's philosophy is he's going to be happy with that. You know, they got – like I said, 50 kids over there on the sideline. We got, Henry's out, Jake's out, there's a few other out. I mean, we got 20. So that makes a big difference.
It rolls out of bounds there at about the 17-yard line. And Plummer, I mean, he was setting up. I mean, he seems like he's setting up from kick to kick, and he was towards the middle of the field there on that one. And King, he was looking at kicking that corner of the end zone again. back by where the first one was.
And he can place them there almost perfectly. I mean, that's crazy.
But it looks like they're going to place the football. Looks like they're going to place it at about the 35-yard line, where it's going to be marked at. And the whole entire Paris Tiger defense has no idea the referee's behind him.
Well, if it was out at the 17, why are they marking at 35? I mean, that's kind of whatever. We'll take it. We'll take what we can get.
Maxwell brings him to the line. Plummer and Gerald splatter it out wide. Hands the ball off to Allen. He's met at the line of scrimmage. Looks like by
he's slow to
41.
Get up. I mean, Drake's hurting. You know, we've called his name once or twice on defense, and, you know, very rarely does he get stopped at the line of scrimmage. And you can see he's ginger getting up. I mean, he's hurting, and I hate that for him. You know, he's one of the seniors that got his senior season cut short by COVID, and he's only getting to play six games. And then, you know, his last game on senior night, he can't hardly get around because he's, you know, got a bummed up foot. And, you know, that's a big blow for Drake.
Maxwell brings the line set, hands the ball off to Tucker Moore. He's forced back inside, brought down hard there by number 83, that is
22,
Braden Atkinson.
Brought down by number 83.
And official timeout. Tucker Moore's Braden helmet came off there. And he's going to have to set a play out here on this one. And Coach Billy Gray going to have to find somebody to replace him there in the backfield.
Usually it'd be Powden, but Powden's still sitting down here on the bench by himself. I absolutely hate that for him as well. I mean, granted, it's not Jake's last game of his career, but I guarantee he's taking it like it is.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough one. 7:42 to go, 19-0 in favor of the Tigers here. Pentel's going to go in and replace Tucker Moore there in the backfield.
Well, I'd say the Plummer probably going to running back and Pentel's going to wide receiver. Yeah, that's what we're doing here.
So Pentel and Gerald spread out wide. Got Benny Stemler, Plummer, and Allen in the backfield. Maxwell brings them set. Ball snap. Fakes the handoff. Option out to the left side. Plummer's got some room. And big
hit.
Lower
Plummer. His head, Plummer.
And a flag flies here on the sideline, too. And Plummer laid
a – what a run by Plummer.
Plummer.
All 140 pounds of him soaking wet.
Got two flags here. One was on the sideline and one's out there.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on.
And Stuck was going down too, but Plummer lowered his shoulder and ran right over him and got a few extra. See what the call is on. Our officials are talking it over.
And it looks like they're agreeing it. Well, we had two flags here. I think we had a hold against us, and then we had a unsportsmanlike against them, I believe.
Face mask.
Okay. They should be offsetting.
So, it'll be first and 10 from the 50.
It'll be third and six from the previous spot, won't it?
Yep, looks like.
Yeah, replay. Yeah, it's an offsetting to replay it down. So yeah, it's still third and six from the 38.
But nice play there. I mean, excellent run there by Plummer.
Never ever did I think in my life I'd say. And Plummer lowers his shoulder and runs him over all 140 pounds of him. You know, Plummer's super skinny, but thing you can't match his heart. So.
And he cut up that sideline. Excellent execution there on that option. Maxwell waited a last second like he's supposed to. And Plummer, he got the ball and he took off like a shot out of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Maxwell brings in the line. One to go.
Wow.
And delay of game
on,
will be
fellas.
Called.
Delay of game against Ray Hill.
And that's another big thing. I mean, they got to get to the line quick. And, I mean, you can't have that kind of thing here in a game like this. And these boys gotta get in and out, make sure they're hustling on every play and every down.
Right, and you gotta know where. You gotta know the, you know, Coach Evans used to give us depth charts, and you know, if you have one or two guys back, if this guy's injured, you're the next guy that's going in, and you should know that. They shouldn't even have to call your name.
Maxwell brings him set to the line. Ball snap, drops back to pass, looking to his left, rolls out
to his
right. Got pressure on, flags fly for holding. And finally brought down hard out there by the Tigers sideline. Got about four there, but it will be called back. 6:38 to go here in the first half, and it is a holding against the Salukis. And it's declined, so it will bring up fourth and about eight for the Salukis, and they will be forced to punt. And that's, I mean, we haven't seen too many of those holding calls this year. I mean, the Saluki's been doing an excellent job, and we've had two so far in the first half.
Right. Well, I mean, they're doing what they can to try to stop these big dudes.
6.5 to go here, 15 on the play clock. Gerald, ball snapped, another nice punt here. It's a little high, though.
Yeah, but that's perfect. I mean, he had to call a fair catch on that. I mean, that was actually a great punt. He gave the coverage team time to get down there and do what they needed to do. So, that was a real nice job by a great punt by Gerald, really.
I mean, he's gotten better as well, punting the ball, too. I mean,
yeah, because remember Newton, the Newton game. I mean, I think his first punt was like 7 yards, and I was like, oh, my.
And now he's getting it
very
well
down the field.
Yeah.
He's getting the hang time. He's getting the distance. I mean, and that's clutch for us.
Trips to the right side, single receiver to the far side. Perry in the shotgun here. It looks like Hutchins in the backfield. Rolls out to his right. Passes complete there to Sullivan. Almost thought it was they're calling it no incomplete. It looked like it was deflected there by Wyatt Cox, maybe. I mean, that kind of threw me off. I lost it there for a second and see a blue jerseys, and next thing I knew, Sullivan had it, and he was nailed on the ground about 6 yards down the field.
Yeah, I couldn't tell exactly what happened on that play there.
So pass incomplete, going to bring up 2nd and 10 for the Tigers. Ball on their own 36-yard line. Doubles to both sides. Perry in the shotgun. Sends a man in motion. Ball snap. Wide
Jet
receiver.
Sweep. That's a hole.
And number 9 gets out to the outside.
And they got it. It's coming back. They held Drake on the end. Drake was getting held. You know you're guilty when you're holding. You look at the ref and you put your hands up and throw your hands away. That's what the kid from Parrish did. Like, oh, I wasn't holding. It's like, yeah, you were. I mean, that's a dead giveaway. The kids, somebody needs to teach the kids better. If you're going to hold, you got to act like, what? No, you don't throw your hands up like that. That's a dead giveaway.
Nah, you just keep in it and hope they don't
right.
continue to see it.
Right, you try to keep them hands inside, tucked inside. When you throw them up, like, oh, I wasn't. They're definitely throwing it, whether they see it or not.
2nd and Allendale now. Ball on the 23-yard line. Sorry. Yep, 23-yard line. And Parrish Tigers got a ways to go. They were out on the 37, and now they're way back deep in their own territory, and they basically have to get to the 50 just to even get a first. Perry in the shotgun. Doubles to his right. Ball snap, rolls out to his right, and that screen pass
again.
And we look like Benny Stemler might have almost had him
there
in the backfield.
Come on.
Silas Parrott comes in and cleans it up a little bit.
What was that? Who was that? No, Plummer almost had him in the backfield. And those kids, once those kids get the ball in open space, they are tough to bring down.
But look, kind of looked like we had it picked up a little bit better this time. And
right, I think we kind of read that one and were able to you know, if really Plummer did read it because he had him, he could make the tackle there.
3rd and long for the Parrish Tigers with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. 10 to go on the play clock. Doubles to the right. Single receiver out there to the left. Perry in the shotgun. Ball snap. Drops back to pass.
Looking deep.
Looking to his right.
Right over the
middle.
Got
a man open. Completed it.
I thought Maxwell was going to pick that ball off.
Norman Phillips up the sideline. Cuts back to the middle of the field. Big mistake. Maxwell brings him down hard and plants him in the grass.
He did. Maxwell stuck him on that. Yeah, I he'd been better off. He'd ran out of bounds.
Yeah, they did that quick slant across the middle. And
it looked like Maxwell was there in position. I thought he was going to pick it. But I don't know. It looks like when he jumped, it was a little awkward and wasn't, really it looked like all he had to do was jump and step right in front of that ball, and he was maybe going for a pick six. But I don't know. That was kind of an awkward play. But that's how quickly they can go from, third and Mount Carmel to, on our side of the 50-yard line pretty easy.
Perry looking
there
to his left.
Again,
airs
same
it
play.
Out. Hutchins, jeez. Or King completes it, walks right into the end zone for
the
a Parrish Tiger touchdown.
The exact same play.
And wide open right across the middle. And, I mean, Perry placed it perfectly. I mean, he let him in stride and right into the breadbasket.
Who'd you say we're missing out there? Oh, yeah, number 43, Jake Powell. We could definitely use that kid right now.
And I mean, he's over here sitting, and I mean, he's. I mean, everybody hates to see that kid sitting down.
That kid was so wide out, I could have threw that pass.
And I can tell you this much. Powden would have seen that. He'd have been lighting him up.
Right, right. He definitely at least ain't walking in the end zone.
No. He may not be getting up after Powden hits him because, I mean, like we said, 135 pounds soaking wet as King's point after attempt is good. But Powden, he hits like he's 200 pounds. I mean, he's a good football player, great out there at corner, and first-team all-conference all day long.
Right, for sure.
4:15 to go here in the first half. Tigers lead at 26-0. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Slicky Football right here on The Legend.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cole.
Oh, hey, Doc.
Any questions before your surgery?
Yeah, can you pass me my tablet? I want to quick do some banking.
Some banking?
Yeah, with my bank I can pay bills, transfer funds, even deposit checks. Anytime, anywhere.
So, no concerns?
Of course not. It's stress-free mobile banking.
Casey State Bank is mobily awesome. For a better way to bank, visit caseystatebank.com. Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. 4:15 to go here in the first half. Tigers lead at 26-0, and King just putting the cherry on top after that wide-open touchdown, walked right in the end zone, got the point after attempt. And now he'll kick off for the Parrish Tigers. Allen and Plummer are back to receive.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty clear to see the King kid, Hutchings, the Kendrick kid, they're definitely phenomenal athletes.
And back there, the 10-yard line, Plummer
takes it at the 10.
He cuts the outside. He's got some blockers. He hits the sideline, drug down hard there by number 83, Braden Atkinson, and came out of nowhere from behind Plummer and just.
I was excited. I thought, well, you might get some, and that kid came out of nowhere.
Salukis will take over from their own 33-yard line.
A decent return, though, by Plummer.
I mean, he was back there 10, 23 yards. I mean, that, again, he's had some pretty decent returns this year, but whenever you have a kid like King kicking the ball that deep.
Right. And you got the athletes like they got. I mean, yeah, it's going to be hard to run one back on. But let's see, you know, punch one in here before halftime and maybe give the boys a vote of confidence and see what we can do here.
Ball snap. Maxwell pitches it back to Allen. Slips up. Comes back the other way.
He
almost
switches
tripped
field.
Up. And gets back to the left side. Brought down hard from behind by number 55. That is J.R. Brinkerhoff. And he's slow to get up.
He's hurting. Drake is hurting bad.
And he's favoring that left leg.
But here's the thing. I mean, look at him walk. But he's not coming out until they absolutely pull him out.
No.
You know, he knows it's his last ball game. And I mean, that adrenaline only covers that for so long, you know, and then it's the pain starts. Once it gets bad enough, the pain takes over, and you can kind of see that because he's not moving near as quick, but he's still out there fighting, giving it his all, and, you know, kudos to Drake Allen on that.
Maxwell snaps the ball, hands off to Benny Stemler, barreling his way up the middle. Picked up about 15 on that carry, got out to the 50-yard line. He was running like he stole something on that one. I mean, he was jetting around like one of them Parrish Tigers.
Right. Yeah, that was a great run in there.
Quick score update from across the county. Mount Carmel are soon to be one of our soon to be
they're one of
games.
Our first five games next year.
Over on top of only 35-0 with 3:20 to go in the first half.
Jeez.
And ball
lost
stripped
ball.
Loose. And recovered by Brinkerhoff. And it will be Parrish Tiger ball. Tough loss right there. And, I mean, got to cover up that ball. I mean, you got to hold it high and tight. I mean, they teach it right there. First day of practice. And whenever you're running through, I mean, traffic like that, you got to throw both hands over it.
Especially them big mules like that. I mean, them guys, they're so big and strong. If they just – they get a paw on it and you're going to have a good hold on the ball, you're going to lose it.
So Perry will take over from the Saluki's 46-yard line. Perry in the shotgun doubles to his left, single receiver to his right. Ball snap, quick handoff there to Sullivan, and he kicks it into high gear, gets outside, runs into a couple of.
What's going on there?
And
the kid's still running.
Still going, but a flag and late whistle after the snap.
Man.
So not sure what happened there. So we'll see what the call is here after the officials talking it over. And, I mean, Sullivan, I mean, he was still trucking while the whistle and flag was flying way over here on the near sideline. So not sure. I mean, we still don't know what's going on.
Mm-mm.
Not sure where the ball is going to be placed or nothing. 2:40 to go, 26-0 in favor of Paris. Officials still talking it over out there at midfield. I mean, pointing to both sides. I mean, pointing at the Tigers and the Saluki. So not sure what's going on here. Coach Billy Gray walking out there. And we got somebody down on the far sideline.
Who is that?
Looks like it might be Tucker Moore. Maybe.
Yeah, I think it is Tuck.
Looked like a 22 over there.
It is.
And he stands up.
I think he maybe got hit in the groin, the way he's kind of holding himself.
He's huddling over.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'd say that's a groin shot.
So Tucker Moore on the far sideline, and Billy hollering over for getting some help maybe. Oh, nope, hollering for the athletic trainer. So
our trainer. She's been busy tonight. She got Paladin over here with a concussion, and Kyle Bond sitting on the medical table right now with his
cleat off.
Yeah, his left cleat off.
And got Drake Allen in there. Trying his hardest not to go down. And you hate to see it with these seniors. I mean, everybody seeming to drop like flies there. See if the officials get a call in here. They're still talking it over out there around the 45-yard line. Just got done talking to the Paris Tigers coach. And see what and it looks like they're talking to one of the coaches over here for Red Hill. Not sure what they're saying.
I don't know either.
That's first.
Something first down Paris is all I got. An inadvertent whistle, okay. Well, that's why I wondered what. You know, because I was like, why are they blowing the play? The kid's still running. Like,
so it's a first and 10 from the Salukis 20, 24, 23-yard line, but kind of a weird turn of events right there. But Tucker Moore on his feet, walking from the far sideline. Crown giving him an applause there. And, I mean, he was still chasing him down. I mean, he was going back.
He was the one who made the tackle
yeah.
on him. I mean, how do you not – here's the thing. Had Tuck gave up on that play and on that inadvertent whistle, okay, they give him the first down where Tucker tackled him. And had Tuck stopped because of that whistle, and the kid scores, they score. I mean, I don't know. That's kind of crazy.
Tucker Moore will come to the sideline and probably sit out at least one play. And
yeah, he's got to stay at least one.
Go right back in, but 2:40 to go here in the first half. Tigers take over from the Saluki's 24-yard line, 26-0 in favor of the Tigers. Tucker Moore makes it off the field, and he's to a knee right now, but looks like Coach Billy Gray talking to a sideline official over here, seeing what's going on. But
yeah, he's just filling in Billy about that inadvertent whistle.
And we are back to play after a couple minutes of delay here. And looks like doubles to the far sideline. Single receiver here to the right, Perry in the shotgun. Ball snap. Hands the ball off to, looks like, number 8, Colby Kindred. And big hit by Andrew Maxfield.
I don't know if Maxwell took the hit or received the hit.
I don't know. I mean, Maxwell kind of huddled over a little bit, but I mean,
how
you big's could,
the
you
that number 8's not very big either.
He is 6'3", 180, but I mean, he was trucking.
That kid,
you could hear the hit way up here, and we got headphones on, and
right,
it's
you hear the definitely hear them pads pop, and Andrew kind of got up a little ginger on that one. I mean, I'm not so sure that the Kendrick kid didn't give the – wasn't the one who's delivering a hit there.
Ball snap. Perry fakes the handoff, a little crossbook action to Hutchings, cuts back to the middle of the field, and Maxfield again on the tackle.
That's not a good sign when your free safety is your leading tackler.
Gets him down to about the 10-yard line. First and goal for the Tigers. 1:50 to go here in the first half. Tigers looking to put one more up on the board. Tigers taking a little bit of time off the clock here.
That threw me off too.
Perry finally brings him set. Got trips out to the left side. Perry in the shotgun, ball snapped. Hands it off to Kindred again. He cuts to the outside. Big hit there by
Silas Parrott. Bryce Barker. Bryce Barker, I believe.
Let's see if we can get a number. Yeah.
No, Silas.
50, Silas. Yeah.
Silas.
Silas, I mean, coming out of nowhere. He's got some speed on him. I mean,
he does, and he knows how to get to the ball carrier. You know, a lot of kids, they want to run around blockers. You got to run through blockers. And Silas goes from point A to point B, and he gets there in a hurry, and that's why he makes a lot of nice plays.
Just under a minute to go here in the first half. Perry trying to punch him in. Trips to the right now. Ball snapped. Hands it off again to Kindred and stumbles into the end zone for a Paris Tiger touchdown. I think it was Kindred. Or no, it was six. Mason stuck on the carry. Brings the score 32-0 with 42.9 seconds to go. Looks like they're going to go for a two-point conversion. Offense still in there. Perry in the shotgun. Trips to the left. Single receiver to the right. Four to go on the play clock. Ball snapped. Handed quarterback keeper right up the middle. Walks right in for a Tiger two-point conversion. Brings the score 34-0 now.
That was a pretty nice read option for high school kids. You know, we could see it develop from up here, and he kept that ball in his pocket all the way till at last second, pulled it. Our defender's got to make a choice who's got it, and you know, that's probably the nicest read option I've seen ran in high school ball since, you know, that offense has kind of became popular. Like I said, these kids are phenomenal athletes. They're obviously well coached. And, you know, we knew we were going to have our hands full with them today. You know, even if we played our best ball game ever, you know, I think it'd still be a dogfight. So, you know, hats off to Paris. They've done a great job. And, you know, I'm proud of the boys, you know, Salukis. You know, they've continued to fight and haven't gave up. And, you know, even when the score's like this lopsided, sometimes it's easy to give up. But these kids have fought all year long, and that's one thing that I'm proud of, and they kind of hang their hats on that as well. So as long as they keep fighting here, I think you're going to – Coach Gray will be happy with the results.
And Tucker Moore over here on the sideline being attended to along with Powden and Kyle Vaughn. And
just stacking. We're going to start ER over here.
Yep. King's kickoff is away, nice and deep. Back to that left side. Plummer tracks it down, fumbles it, though, picks it back up. He gets to the outside, falls his blockers, but brought down hard there by number 83 again.
So Drayden Pintel is blocking this kid, and he just throws Drayden out of the way and makes the play. Who was that, 83?
That was Braden Atkinson. We've said his names a few times now on that kickoff team. And Pintel,
Drayden was there doing what he could, but he literally lifted Drayden up, threw him out of the way, and makes a tackle.
Pintel, 5'11", 115. I mean – you basically doubled in size there. I mean, Atkinson, they got him listed as 170. So you got Pintel soaking wet, 115. He probably 80 pounds. And
right. Sometimes the numbers get fudged on those rosters. Believe it or not, it does happen.
Maxwell brings in the line, got Pintel, and looks like Gerald spread out wide. Hands the ball off to Plummer. Cuts back to the middle, finally brought down by a couple of Tigers. Picked up about, looks like they're going to give him one on the carry. Going to bring up second and nine. 23 to go on the clock here in the first half. See if Coach Billy Gray will run one more, but looks like he's going to let the clock run down. Got 12 to go here, but it's been a great first half. Tigers are going to go into halftime up 34-0 over the Red Hill Salukis.
I think you meant to say it's been a great first half for the Paris Tigers. It's been a good ball game. You know, we've been fighting hard, and we haven't gave up, and that's all you can ask these boys. Like I said, you know, there goes their 50 kids running to the locker room, and there goes our – well, with our walking wounded, we may have 16 out there now we could put in the ball game. And, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, you have seasons like that, and that's the difference between a 1A enrollment school and a school like Paris, who is a 4A enrollment school. You know, we got essentially, you know, say if half the kids in our enrollment are male, we got 150 kids to pick from at best. You know, they have 500 males to pick from. So, you know, that definitely makes a difference. But, you know, no excuses. And well, there's Bill down. Bill talking to Dad now, or Palton. I didn't even know Palton was here. Bill's down there talking to Jake and asking him if he's all right. You know, I think that, you know, like I say, here's the thing. If Jake could be in there, I know he could be in there, you know. So that's good. And, you know, Bill's giving him a hug and telling him it's all right, buddy. You know, you've done a good job, and he's proud of him. And you know, unfortunately, but here's the thing. It's not our call anymore as coaches. You know, we have the state has a protocol that we have to follow, and we have to pass these certifications, these tests to even coach anymore. And if we don't follow the concussion protocol, they can actually, you know, charges can be filed against the coaches as well. You know, it's to protect the kids, and it's a good thing, because I know back when I played, there was no concussion protocol. And, you know, when your senior year, when you can't remember the second half of the Casey game, it's pretty likely that you had a concussion. And, you know, Tom O'Toole comes over to me and said, "Hey, Schick, wake up. Yeah, I'd say I probably had a concussion, because I don't remember any second half. But back then it was, "Hey, are you good? You good to go? You feel all right?" "Of course." "Yeah, coach. Yeah, yeah." "So you're going to go in there." And, you know, so I am happy to see, although I hate that, you know, it takes some of these good players out of the ballgame, but it's for their safety. And you know, here's the thing: we want these boys to grow up and be good young men. So that's what we're concerned about, is their safety more than, hey, we're going to win this ball game or whatnot. So you know, it is a good thing that the state has put into place. That's about the only good thing the state's invoked lately here in the state of Illinois. But you know, the protocol, concussion, and things like that us coaches have to follow and be tested on, is something that, you know, one of the rare things that Illinois's done good here lately.
Here at halftime, Paris Tigers up 34-0 over the Red Hill Salukis. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. We'll take a couple-minute break here and be right back with some halftime stats. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Do you need custom printing? Are you tired of ordering those items online just to have mistakes on them? Let the pros at Hoax Endless Possibilities take care of it. Hoax offers custom print on numerous items such as backdrops, tumblers, banners, and even yard signs. If you need custom t-shirts, we have you covered. And do not forget to check out our unique gift shop. You will find your special someone something special for any occasion. The possibilities are endless at Hoax Endless Possibilities. Like us on Facebook to learn more.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Bob's Pizza is a proud supporter of our local high school sports. Don't stress about cooking. Let Bob's feed the family tonight. Enjoy our cheesy, mouth-watering pizza and breadsticks, handmade from scratch. Bob's has 55 years of family heritage to perfect our tradition. Taste the difference. Try our online ordering, quick and convenient. From our oven to your home, we strive to provide the best pizza with the freshest ingredients, exactly how you want it. Check us out at bobspizza.net for more information.
Hi, this is Chantel from Bill Dobson Ford's Auto Renew Department. Keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape is our mission. Our Auto Renew Department can do it all. We will make sure your vehicle shines as bright as the day that you drove it off the lot. Stop by today and ask me about our ceramic coating and Scotchgard. Our ceramic coating doesn't just make your vehicle shine, it protects against some of the toughest elements on the road. All our work is high quality, and we will always guarantee our workmanship. Come by and see us today. And remember, a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is dedicated to providing exceptional care to all of their service area. They are pleased to offer services that were previously unavailable to the residents of Bridgeport and Lawrence County with the opening of Carl Bridgeport. The Carl Bridgeport Clinic not only offers an option for family practice, but several specialty services, including behavioral health, audiology, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, orthopedics, pediatrics, and women's health. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is bringing all of these services to you, the residents of Lawrence County, to make it more convenient for you to get the healthcare services you need. Visit the clinic at 101 Industry Road and see all the local friendly faces ready to take care of you. For information or to make an appointment with one of the providers, call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001.
Welcome back, Slicky fans, here at halftime. Paris Tigers up on the Slickies 34-0. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. And Ryan, as we were kind of talking there, it's been a little bit of a rough first half for the Slickies, losing big loss there on defense. Jake Powden, I mean, you hate to see a kid like that with so much heart. I mean, granted, he's a sophomore, so he's got another couple seasons to go ahead of him, but I mean, just with this COVID season, I mean, the way these boys have been playing all year long, it's hard to see a kid like that with so much heart and who's been basically leading the tackles for this defensive side of the ball all year long. And like you said, you've seen him over there along on the track talking to his dad. I mean, he started tearing up. I mean, you know when a kid like that, he's got a lot of heart for this game, and he definitely left it out there all season long. And I mean, he's just a great player, and he's gonna progress throughout the next 2 years. And let's hope he puts a little bit of muscle on here in the off season.
I think he'll finally grow. He started to shoot up a little bit on his height, and I know he's been hitting the weights hard, and I think that's his big spurts here is going to come. But you know, just looking at the stats, he set out. What did he get injured about halfway through the first half or through the first quarter? And Andrew Maxwell's leading with 6 solo tackles, which is first off when your safety's leading the team in tackles. If you could just show me the stats, and I can tell you how that ball game's going. You know, when your safety is leading the team in tackles, it's not going well. Will Stemmler's got 4 solo tackles. Benny Stemmler's got 4. Silas Parrott's got 4. Jacob Powden, who played just half of the first quarter, has 3. You know, so that can tell you, that tells you how sore that we miss that kid. But, you know, Drake's playing with a bummed up toe. I don't think Drake has a tackle on defense yet, and that is absolutely unheard of. You know, like I said, last week against Casey, he hit that Stabina kid, top 5 hardest hits I've seen in high school football. And so you can, you know, if you can't tell that he's hurting, but, you know, he's really shown that, you know, his true grit by gutting it out and playing through the pain. I mean, you can tell it every time he gets up. He's ginger, and he looks a step slower tonight than what he usually does. But here's the thing. Coach Gray's going to let him play. If Drake wants to play, he knows it's Drake's last high school game, he's going to let him play. You know, Plumbers stepped up and moved into the backfield. When Tucker Moore got hurt, I'm not sure what the diagnosis is on Tucker, but hopefully he's all right. Got Gerald and Plumber out here right now getting their ankles taped up. It doesn't really look like, you know, I'm sure that Paris is hitting hard, but it hasn't been. We've been a lot more physical games this year, I mean, in my opinion, than what we have. I mean, they're kind of just running around us, not too much over us. But I don't know. We getting toward, you know, the 6-game season here. When you got 24 kids, you know, you can almost bet you're going to lose at least, you know, if a good season, you only lose 4 kids to injury. You know, that's a good season for us. But when you lose 4 kids out of 24, especially, you know, when you only have 20 backups, that's hard to replace and hard to compete with. So, but Billy and the rest of the guys have done a great job with these boys, and they're going to practice hard all summer. I know they're in some 7-on-7 tournaments, and they're going to work on their pass defense pretty hard, and they're going to come back next year and be even, you know, more. They're going to have more experience and be better to go. Their record may not reflect next year because the next five games, when the season starts, you're looking at Mount Carmel, Paris, Olney, Robinson, and
I think Newton.
And Newton are first five games next year to start that off. So you're looking at 3A school, 4A school, 4A, 3A, and then 2A. So, you know, we're going to kind of outgun from the start, but we got some good kids coming back, some good athletes. We're going to miss Drake Allen severely. We're going to miss Damian Plummer, Kyle Bond, Deegan Sherman. You know, we're going to miss those guys. But, you know, these underclassmen that we have really stepped up this year and improved and showed Billy and the rest of the coaching staff that they can play ball too. And they're ready to follow the system and believe in what, you know, picking up what Billy's putting down. And he's got them working hard. And we've seen a huge improvement since their very first game. The defense has played great all year, game in and game out, even the first game. But it wasn't until the Marshall game when their offense really started coming alive. And once it came alive and they started firing on all cylinders, man, they really started impressing some people. And, you know, so they've done really well. And I know that the improvement that they've shown is uncomparable to anything that I've seen in such a short amount of time for kids that had short amount of practice as well.
I will say this, for a lot of those teams that are out there, I mean, that this team has played this year and that they didn't get to play, if they don't know Jake Pounden's name by now, I mean, they're going to know it next season. I mean, like you said, the record next year may not reflect on how this team has come this far, but, I mean, Jake Pounden, I mean, he packs some weight on next year. Like you said, he's been hitting the weights. He's going to be a force to reckon with. I mean, on defense, just the way he loads up. I mean, he gets low to the ground, and he goes for them legs like you're taught in practice. I mean, he's had some very big hits mm-hmm. on defense throughout the year.
Right, and that's – some of the rest of the boys need to take a page out of Jake's book. Down here on the goal line just a while ago, I said I wasn't sure who got the most of that hit. Was it Maxfield or was it the Kindred boy? But here's the thing. Maxfield tried to hit him shoulder high, and when he's running full speed at you and you're just now getting up to speed and you try to hit him chest high, yeah, usually you are going to take the short end of the stick on that. We always tell these boys in junior pro, look, what do you run with? You run with your legs. That's what we got to be tackling. And for the most part, our defense has done a good job of doing that this year. But, you know, we could always get better, and that's something that we'll continue to work on and get better at. And I know they got a few camps and whatnot set up, too, for the linemen. And it's going to be they're going to be a very, very improved ball club come next season. Like I said, it kind of is – it's kind of a downer that, you know, we start out with the five biggest schools in our conference. But don't be surprised if they don't squeak out a couple of those games, too. So, the future's right here at Red Hill, and I know Billy and the rest of the coaching staff are excited about it.
Got a few more minutes before halftime is over. Again, score is Paris Tigers 34 over the Red Hill Saluki 0. Halftime sponsor brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Take a quick 30-second break to hear from our halftime sponsor and be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
High-quality care in your own backyard with Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. The Pain Management Group is now providing pain management at LCMH. Services offered will include epidural steroid injections, facet joint injections, selective nerve root blocks, and radiofrequency ablations. When your health needs include pain management, think first about Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Pain Clinic. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. High quality, compassionate health care close to home.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Here at halftime, Paris Tigers up 34-0. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Well, Ryan, you got a few little stats there. I mean, it ain't much, but it's what we got to work with, and I mean, you can tell which way this game's going.
Right. I mean, the stats are good if you're a Paris Tigers fan. Let's see here. The first stats that really jumps out and hits you right in the face is the total number of offensive versus half. Paris Tigers, 290 yards total offensive versus half. The Salukis, 36. Yeah, that's I didn't stutter. They had 290, we had 36. They ran 32 plays, we ran 19 plays. I guarantee you that's the first time all year that any team has ran more plays than what we have, because we always control the time of possession. That's one thing that Billy is very, very good at, controlling the ball and the pace of the game. And they were able to beat us that on that this first half. They got 9.1 yards per play and reverse that. That's what we got per play, 1.9 yards. Passing, they got 123. We got 8. You know, rushing, they got 167. We got 28. You know, it's just it's not the performance that the boys have put out the rest of the five games that we've had this season. But you're also talking about the biggest school in the conference, and these kids are some of the best athletes I've seen in a while. I mean, I'm thoroughly impressed by how well some of these the Hutchings kid that picked that ball off, I don't know how big his vertical is, but he really skied in the air. And the kid, it says he's 5'10", but I don't think that kid's 5'10". I'm 6 foot, and he's pretty short. But he skied in the air and picked that thing with one hand like it was a routine play for him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these boys, when they get the ball in open space, they're up to full speed, and they're all quick, they're all fast, their linemen are huge. They're obviously well coached, and you know, it's going to be rough. I hope miracle happens here the second half. It's highly unlikely, but you know, as long as the boys keep fighting and playing well, I know the Billy and the rest of the coaching staff will be happy with their effort, and you know, say, look, boys, we got a short 3 months, and we're back at it. So let's work hard on this off season and get back to business here and try to, you know, make some noise coming next year.
And looking out there on the field, it looked like Kyle Bond was out there amongst the stretching group, so it's good to have him back in there.
Yeah.
I did not see Tucker Moore, though, so not sure what's going on there. And Powden did not return back to the sideline yet either, so not sure if those boys are in the locker room or
– they may be getting dressed. If their night's over, they may be getting their street clothes on. But I'm sure the boys, unless they had to go to, you know, seek medical attention or get checked out, I know for a fact that, you know, first off, Billy will demand them to be there unless they're getting medical attention. The second thing is he wouldn't have to do that because they're good enough teammates and kids that they'll be there to support your team whether they're winning or losing.
Exactly. A couple minutes to go here in pregame stretching. We'll send it back to the studio and be right back with second half action. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cole.
Oh, hey, Doc.
Any questions before your surgery?
Yeah, can you pass me my tablet? I want to quick do some banking.
Some banking?
Yeah, with my bank I can pay bills, transfer funds, even deposit checks. Anytime, anywhere.
So, no concerns?
Of course not. It's stress-free mobile banking.
Casey State Bank is mobily awesome. For a better way to bank, visit caseystatebank.com. Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. Member FDIC.
Do you need custom printing? Are you tired of ordering those items online just to have mistakes on them? Let the pros at Hoke's Endless Possibilities take care of it. Hoke's offers custom print on numerous items such as backdrops, tumblers, banners, and even yard signs. If you need custom t-shirts, we have you covered. And do not forget to check out our unique gift shop. You will find your special someone something special for any occasion. The possibilities are endless at Hoke's Endless Possibilities. Like us on Facebook to learn more.
You're independent, and so are we. When you work with a locally owned bank, decisions regarding your loan stay local. We offer fast answers on your requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan. At People State Bank, we know the meaning of being your community bank. People State Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
2021 trucks have hit the lot. Come by and see the lineup and get a great deal on a great truck. The all-new F-150 is purpose-built from the ground up and redesigned to be the toughest, most productive F-150 ever. Don't settle on a less-than-average truck. The new F-150 does it all and is equipped with a state-of-the-art, unmatched technology. Hurry in because they won't last long. Come by today and see why a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Memorial Hospital. Saluki will have the football to start the second half off. Looks like Plummer and Allen back to receive that one. And King will be kicking off for Paris Tigers. He will be kicking right to left on your radio dials. And defending the north end zone, and the Salukis will be left to right on your radio dials defending the south end zone. And there's the opening whistle for the second half, and kickoff is away. It is a deep one. Plummer gets it at about the 19-yard line and forced back.
Oh, he got throttled.
And wow. By number 83 again, that is Braden Atkinson.
I think that kid has made every tackle on the kickoff every time. I'm serious. I think he has. He absolutely just rocked Plummer's world right there. Man.
5'10", 170. I mean, that's not a lot of weight, not compared to all these other guys. But, I mean, he's quick down the field. I mean, he's right there on top of Plummer almost every time. And Maxville will bring him to line for the opening offensive series here in the second half. Briggs up to the line in the bone formation. Maxville under center, ball snapped. Hands the ball, or fakes the handoff. Options out to Allen, bobbled it there for a second, and he's trying to truck on the outside, and he drives through. Finally brought down out of bounds. And he's slow getting up, but that was the hardest been able to run all night long.
He actually had some open room there. You know, they get on the outside, but they carry that fake out so well. They fake that dive to Tucker, and Tucker does a good job of staying low, acting like he's got the ball covered up. And then they used to tell us, look, if you're not getting tackled, then your fakes aren't good enough. And kudos to you know, because it takes all three of them guys to make that play work, and that's a good job by Tucker to, and it's good to see him out there.
Pentel spread out wide. Maxville, ball snapped. Hands the ball off to Plummer. Plummer gets to the outside but tripped up behind the line of scrimmage. Lost a few on that one. Got taken down from behind. It looked like maybe Atkinson or might have been Phillips out there on that one. But going to bring up third and about six. It looks like ball on their own 28-yard line. 11:20 to go here in the third. Score 34-0 in favor of the Tigers. Tonight's game brought to you by Citizens National Bank, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Rutgers Wholesale. Maxwell brings in the line. Pentel and Gerald spread out wide. Two up backs, drops back to pass, looking to his right. Quick slant and batted away there by number 70, Logan Bartley, that 6'5", 310 defensive lineman. Right on top of it, and Maxwell trying to throw a bullet out here to Gerald, it looked like. And whenever you got a 6'5 guy towering over you, I mean, you can't be throwing a bullet, even though Maxfield, they got him listed as 6'5 as well. You can't throw over 6'5, not a line drive.
Well, and the backside tackle, that's where he came from. You got to cut him. That's the first thing you have to do. If they're trying to throw a quick slant, the backside tackle has to cut. And he obviously didn't do that.
Back to receive is Hutchings and King. Gerald gets the snap. Punt is away. Another good Gerald one. Has had excellent punts all game long, and King calls fair catch, and it is down at about the 34-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's punted really, really great tonight. I don't know what his punting average would be, but I bet it's 35 yards, and you know, which is a good thing. But here's the other thing. When the best thing we have to talk about is how well our punter's doing, it's probably not a good night. So,
but, I mean – He's still got another year left. I mean, he gets those down. I mean, he's going to be good. And heck, I'd almost try him out as a kickoff as well, you know?
Right.
I mean, Maxwell's been doing a good job this year, but, I mean, I'd almost stick Gerald in there, see how he does, see if he can kick the deep ball as well. Tigers take over at their own 34-yard line. That was the first huddle I've actually seen out of them all night. Doubles both sides, pairing the shotgun. High snap. Brings it back down and gives it to Hutchings.
Uh-oh.
Hutchings gets to the outside. He's got one man to beat. Spins back to the inside. Allen trying to chase him down.
Allen,
he's in open field.
That.
Cox trying to chase him down too. And Gerald going towards the end zone. Nobody brings him down. Walks right in the end zone for a Paris Tiger touchdown. Tigers get in the end zone early with 10:34 to go here in the third quarter. Brings the score 40-0 now in favor of the Tigers.
Well, it's a good thing is it's running clock. If they're up 40, running clock, isn't it?
I think it's not till the fourth quarter, I do believe. Looks like they're just going to go for one this time, so Perry will hold the ball. King.
We jumped off sides. I mean, come on. You know, little things like that, you know, that's what will frustrate you as a coach is, okay, you just get a big touchdown here and then, but and then you jump off sides on an extra point attempt. I'm pretty sure that one point, whether they make it or not, it's going to matter a whole lot.
So Perry will get reset for the hold here. King is ready. Ball snapped. Hold is good. Kick is up good. And right down the middle for the
nice
extra
kick.
Point. Brings the score 41-0. 10:32 to go here in the third quarter. We'll go ahead and take a quick 30-second break and be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Slicky Football right here on The Legend.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
And we did just get the word it will be continuous clock the rest of the game. Only stops for injuries, timeouts, and scores. So 10:32 to go here in the third, 41-0 in favor of the Tigers. And back to receive will be Allen and Plummer again. King will kick off yet again. And King hasn't had a kickoff that hasn't gone past at least the 15 or even the 10.
Right, almost every time. Let's see if Atkinson gets the tackle.
I don't know. I mean, he's gotten everyone so far. I mean, he's going to – I'm sure he'll try to be perfect here. But look for Plummer. Look for it to be in Plummer's hands again. And it's actually going to Allen here at the 15. He gets it. He's going to cut out here to the right side. Gets up to the sideline, stiff-armed, and finally brought down hard out of bounds. And it was not Atkinson, and Allen holding that right leg, getting up slow. He's not coming out of that game either. I mean, he runs right back out to the huddle.
He knew that Billy didn't really say something, and he jumped up and was like, nope, not today, Billy.
But hats off to Allen. I mean, he's really a trooper right now. I mean, yeah. he's
saying, Drake, come on now, don't hurt yourself. And Drake ain't having none of it. None of it. Not happening. Nope, you're not taking me out. Turns his back on him and literally sprints. I mean, he may have ran faster to the huddle than he ran to when he had the ball there.
I think so, but Maxwell brings him set, hands the ball, first man through, I think.
Yeah, it's Tucker.
Stemmler?
No, that's Benning, yeah.
Stemmler right up the middle. Got about three on that carry, going to bring up second and seven. 9:25 to go.
The good news is I'm pretty sure Paris has some of their JV kids in because I don't see them big monsters out there anymore.
I don't know. Number 55 still in there. That 6'5", 180 kid.
Yeah, and that's about 54, the only that one. Linebacker still in there, though, too, that middle linebacker. The Wood kid.
Yeah, 6'1", 230.
Yeah.
They might have
Maxfield.
A few. Yeah.
They're not going to wholesale out, no, but I can tell you most of the line's not there. And
Maxfield hands off to Plummer, cuts back to the middle.
Still
on his – oh, they whistled him dead.
They went dead, too. He did a nice job of not letting his knee touch there.
I didn't think he was down. I mean, they
– No, he was close, and Plummer put his hand down to stop him, and they blew the whistle. But he definitely wasn't down. But this is nice – regardless, nice run by Plummer.
Yeah, he was still going. He was looking for that first down marker. He knew where it was, and he was rushing for it. That is for sure. Going to bring up third and five, ball on their own 39-yard line. 8.5 to go here in the third. Maxwell brings them set in the bone formation. Pintail spread out wide. Ball snap, drops back to pass. Has Gerald open.
Man, that's pass
away.
Interference. Okay, they got
and
it.
Flag flies right in there, and Gerald ran an excellent route. And
yeah, he did. He ran a real nice route. That was just a tight end out. That was a 10 and out. And he ran it hard. He ran it fast. And as soon as he made his cut, he was looking for – you know, he's looking at the quarterback, and that's kind of been some of our receivers' problems this year is but we're running these routes, and they think that, you know, his pass protection is going to hold up for 10 seconds. As soon as you make your cut on your route, you've got to be looking for the ball, and that's kind of been an issue there, and I know that they're going to try to address that this year.
Ball will be placed at the 46-yard line in Tiger territory. Max will bring him to the line here. Got Pintel and Gerald spread out wide. Got the two up backs. 7.5 to go. Sends Allen in motion. Hands the ball off to him. He cuts back to the middle, forced back inside, and tackled for a loss there.
Right. It may be time for Drake to get out, because that's the first time all year. Heck, it may be the first time since like third and fourth grade I've ever seen Drake Allen get the ball and not hit the hole. I want him to play, but man, that's you can tell for sure he is not feeling well.
And I look over here at the sideline, and Powden is in his street clothes. He is back out here, and again, you hate to see that number 43 standing on the sideline when you know.
But he's standing there under his own will, and that's good.
Tucker Moore also right there in front of him, but in full pad, so he might be a little bit better, but I probably don't see him to come back in.
I thought Tucker carried it earlier, or was that Benny?
That was Benny. Maxfield rolls out to his right. He airs it out to Gerald right through his fingertips. Falls incomplete, and Gerald upset about that one. 6.5 to go here. Tigers still up 41-0. Going to bring up 3rd and 10. From the Tiger 46-yard line. And you look out there, and Allen, last one back to the huddle. I mean, he is favoring that foot. And I almost hate to say it, but I'd almost bet Billy takes him out there in that fourth quarter. But I know he's going to hate every bit of it.
Billy better get some help dragging him off the field. That's all I know.
Might have to call Lawrence County Sheriff's Department, get him out of here, and chain him to that bench,
we got two guys in motion.
Illegal procedure. And
well, and that's, you know, we got Plumber back there who's done a nice job filling in, but, that's what happens when, you got to shift one of your receivers to a running back. And, you know, like I said, had Powden not been hurt, Powden would have been in there as the next backup running back. And, it's unfortunate turn of events here, and I hate that for these senior boys. This is how their last, home game is, or last game and home game has turned out. And that was a pretty classy move there by the Parrish Tigers by declining that penalty as well. So hats off to them. But I hate that these senior boys. This is kind of how it's going to end for them. But this will be one game they never forget. And sometimes you have those games that you never forget, and it's not for the right reasons. So.
Empty backfield, Maxfield in the shotgun. Ball snapped. He drops back to pass. Pressure on. He steps up, tucks it, and runs. Brought down, though, by number 52. That is Connor Crunk. Picked up a few, but turnover on downs, and it will be Parrish Tiger football at their own, I think, their own 41-yard line there. So 4.5 to go here in the third. Tigers lead at 41-0. And looks like they got their starting offense back out there. See that number 70 hobbling out there to the line of scrimmage. So gonna be a tough second half here. Perry brings him out and ready. Got doubles to both sides. Looks like Hutchings to his right. Perry in the shotgun, 7 to go on the play clock. Hands the ball off to Hutchings right up the middle. Cuts to the outside. Gerald getting set to try and stop him. Multiple dogs in on that tackle. See if I can. Thanks, Stemler.
Is Hutchins a senior?
Yes, he is.
Okay, all right. That makes. I wondered why Paris would have him in still running the ball. Granted, there's no postseason, and the boy is a senior, so I understand why Paris' coach does have him in there, because he's got every right to do that. And I thought, what the heck, but it makes sense now he's a senior. So
empty backfield, Perry sends Kindred in motion, but quick whistle and flag on the play. I think from the far side, looks like false start on the Tigers. And, they had this left side overloaded, and I guarantee they were going to probably be pulling somebody and leading the way. But unless Perry was just going to tuck it and run, go to that right side, throw everybody off.
Well, they do that design quarterback run where they pull the backside guard and tackle, and Perry just tucks the ball and follows them big mules through there, and they just clear the way like some bulldozers.
doubles both sides. Perry sends Kindred in motion again, hands the ball off to him. He gets
good
the outside.
Job, Benny.
Benny Stemler fights off the block and tackles him for a big loss there.
That was a – Benny read that the whole way and pursued that the way he should. He had angle to where either that kid either had to run into him or cut back toward the inside, and he made a great play there.
Ball down at the 47-yard line in Saluki territory. 205
loss of 12 yards.
So about – second and Petrolia here. 2 minutes to go. Tigers 41-0. Doubles both sides. Hutchings to Perry. He's left in the backfield. Ball snap. Perry drops back to pass. Looking to his right. Pump fakes. He's forced outside the pocket. Allen chasing him down.
He can't even.
Can't get to him, but cuts back and finally brought down there by
Wyatt Cox.
For another loss of yards. But Allen, I mean, he was trying everything in him. I mean, if Allen didn't have a hurt foot, he'd have had that all day long.
He'd have tackled him for a loss, but he just couldn't. He just didn't have. He doesn't have a speed like he normally does.
And again, he's out there. He's favoring that. He's favoring that one leg, and it's tough to see a senior go out like this, but I mean, you got to think about after the game. You know, I mean, you still want to get it looked at, and I mean, you want to be walking around a little bit better. But
well, and Drake's also as good as an athlete he is. He's got the opportunity to play not only football in college, but I mean, you think that he's good enough he could play junior college basketball somewhere, maybe D3 basketball or D3 football, but so that's something you got to think about too. But I can tell you without 100% certainty, he's not willingly going to come out of the ball game. It's not gonna happen. They'll have Gino, Bill Powden, Tully, Crutch. Crutch will be out there putting him in some wrestling moves to drag him off the. That's about the only way you're gonna get him off the field.
I will say this. We see the Sheriff's Department pull up. I think we know who it'll be for.
It'll
be get Allen out of the game and try and save him.
Right.
But, he's got a lot of heart. He loves this game. And, I mean, it's
played absolutely phenomenal all year long.
It's tough on everybody to see him not hit the holes as hard as he usually does. And, I mean, he, like on that last play, I mean, just he would have had that all day long.
He was in defensive position to make a great play, a tackle for a loss, but just didn't have his speed and his nimbleness to bring that guy down. And but that's okay. You know, Drake's been a great asset to this program. You know, he's been starting since he's a sophomore, and Billy's going to let him play. You know, as long as it's not getting to the point where, okay, he really is physically going to hurt himself bad. He's banged up. Billy's going to let him play.
But I can almost guarantee it. Allen's not going to show it one way or another. But
Right. I mean, I guarantee if you ask him, he's like, oh, I'm great. I'm hungry. But, you know, watch him walk back to the huddle.
Perry hands different. The ball off to number 41. That is Brian Kohlmeyer. And he gets a big carry there. Might have gotten close to the first down marker.
Where did these guys come from? I mean, he's a junior.
And it's
and
fourth,
he was just as fast as any of them there.
Fourth and inches, it looks like. 30 seconds to go here in the third. And get the ball spotted here. So, fourth and inches. Perry in the shotgun drops back to pass. Quick in the backfield was Benny Stemler, but quarterback breaks away.
Oh,
tries again. Gets back to the middle of the field. And gets up to the right side, finally brought down by a couple of dogs. And back here in the backfield, by the time Perry was already by, number 56, Landon Englem and Silas Parrott kind of going at it, and Perry wasn't anywhere around, and he was still shoving him way back.
Right.
But first and 10 for the Paris Tigers. Or sorry, first and goal just inside the 10. And looks like a timeout call, or end of the third quarter, sorry. Tigers lead at 41-0. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is dedicated to providing exceptional care to all of their service area.
They are pleased to offer services that were previously unavailable to the residents of Bridgeport and Lawrence County with the opening of Carl Bridgeport. The Carl Bridgeport Clinic not only offers an option for family practice, but several specialty services, including behavioral health, audiology, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, orthopedics, pediatrics, and women's health. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is bringing all of these services to you, the residents of Lawrence County, to make it more convenient for you to get the healthcare services you need. Visit the clinic at 101 Industry Road and see all the local friendly faces ready to take care of you. For information or to make an appointment with one of the providers, call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is dedicated to providing exceptional care to all of their service area. They are pleased to offer services that were previously unavailable to the residents of Bridgeport and Lawrence County with the opening of Carl Bridgeport. The Carl Bridgeport Clinic not only offers an option for family practice, but several specialty services, including behavioral health, audiology, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, orthopedics, pediatrics, and women's health. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is bringing all of these services to you, the residents of Lawrence County, to make it more convenient for you to get the healthcare services you need. Visit the clinic at 101 Industry Road and see all the local friendly faces ready to take care of you. For information or to make an appointment with one of the providers, call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001.
Coming out of the break, they got started a little early. Number 33, Jude Sullivan, runs it right into the end zone for another Paris Tiger touchdown. Brings the score 47-0 with 11.5 to go here in the game. But now looks like they got walking around the crowd, Miss Lawrence County, trying to get donations for Jared Henry's mom. Like you said before the game, the emotions were running high. I mean, Saluki's dropping like flies. We've seen Silas Parrott on the sideline getting looked at a little bit too after that last play there in the third quarter. Point after attempt is up and good right down the middle. And King tops another one on there, brings the score 48-0. Losing Jake Powden and Tucker Moore out there, that's heavy
Drake,
on Drake all the kids.
Drake being at about 25%. Benny and Plummer rolled a car an hour before the game started. It's just a lot. They've had a lot. And here's the thing. I'm not trying to make excuses because here's the thing. If they had the most perfect week of practice and absolutely no distractions, Paris Tigers still beat us by 20, 30 points easy. They're a good football team. But, I think some of the distractions have led to, some of the letdowns and it's a hard night here to be a Saluki fan, and I feel for all the boys and their parents, and there's a lot of things going on here within the community, and usually with Red Hill, most things we got going on are usually a positive things, and speaking of a positive, just like Delaney Maxfield, that's Andrew's sister, the quarterback sister. She's Miss Lawrence County. She's going through the crowds because Andrew is great friends with Josh and Jared Henry, and they're doing that for his mom. And I guarantee you that helmet was full of money tonight, which is a great thing to see.
King's kickoff is deep and way back there around the 10. Plummer tracks it down, gets it about the 10-yard line. He comes to the left side and barrels over couple of Tigers, and number 83, Braden Atkinson again.
He
right
started
in there
on the opposite side of the field, and Plummer's on the tackles him on this sideline. Jeez,
that boy is quick. I mean, I'd hate to know what his 40 time is. I mean, he
was not scared to lay a pop on you either.
No, he tracked that ball down quick, and I mean he was on. He's been on Plummer all night long. It's like he's had his number.
He's the
on
outside
kickoff.
Containment on the other side, and Plummer caught it on the opposite end of the field, and caught it on the 10. So Plummer got 15 yards before that kid got to him, and then he hammered him.
I think he just makes a V line and comes this way, and King's like, "Hey, it's going that way again."
Right, and he just, I'll be there.
Looks like Arbuckle in at the quarterback position now. Got some JV guys in there. And delay a game, it looks like. for the Salukis. 10:25 to go here in the game, but I mean, these young guys got to know what the situation is. Arbuckle's got to be aware of what the play clock is, and I mean, this is kind of what it's going to look like for them next year. I mean, they're going up against some what looks like a varsity team, but I'm assuming is Paris's JV team as well. They got a few seniors in there. It looks like King's still in there and Phillips as well. Arbuckle, ball snap, hands off to the third man through. I got a number on that run.
Look like number 11.
So Reese Ralston on the carry.
Number 44, Deegan Strimmy, the ball carrier.
But not sure.
I think it was Reese Ralston. 11.
Hard to see those. Couldn't really tell. Yeah, I think it was. 9.5 to go here in the game. 48-0 in favor of the Tigers. Arbuckle under center in the bone. Ball snap. Hands off to third man through again. Number 34. Sammy Stemler. Got a couple on that one. Going to bring up third and long still.
You know, I wish, you know, not to take away from the game here, but finally Drake is out. And if you guys can see what we see from the backside, we see Drake, who's a senior, had his arm around Bryce Barker, patting him on the helmet, and I'm sure telling him all kinds of, you know, hey, keep up the good work. You've done a great job. Drake loves these underclassmen, and, you know, he was letting Barker know how much he appreciates him stepping up and playing big this year. And you know, that's the thing, that the kind of bonds that football build, and, you know, these boys will be friends for a lifetime.
Fumble on the handoff between Arbuckle and Ralston, and it looks like Paris Tigers pick it back up. And they do recover the football, and it will be Paris Tiger football on the Saluki, looks like, 19-yard line.
Who fumbled that?
It was between Ralston and Arbuckle on the exchange.
Oh, okay.
So 8.5 to go, 48-0. And see what Paris does here. Looks like they're sending their starting offensive line back in, or starting offense for the most part.
Well, and here's the thing. You know, normally I'd have an issue with this, but there's no postseason for these Paris Tigers.
A lot of seniors,
you know. So he's in there trying to get these seniors playing time too, and I'm totally fine with that. I mean, I think, you know, if I was in his position, I'd be doing the exact same thing. It's not about trying to run up the score. It's about trying to get these boys their last waning moments of a lot of these boys. These are going to be the last time they see the field. So, you know, they score again here. Hey, no big deal. It is what it is. That Paris coach has a lot of seniors to try to get playing time. You know, we had 5 that we had to get playing time. He had a lot to try to get in, and that's fine. You know, it is what it is, and I'm sure Billy knows the same thing, and he respects that, and because he knows Billy would do the same thing as well. So, it's just a, you know, it's always sad to see a football season come to the end here.
And a delay game call there against the Paris Tigers, and it looks like they're going into victory formation here. With 7:15 to go, letting play clock run down, 5 on it.
Now that's just like I said. You know, I thought he was getting them guys playing time. That's absolute class. You don't get a. I mean, what do you say about that? That's absolute class by their. Who is their head coach now?
It is still Jeremy Klotfelter.
Okay,
he's been there for the last few years.
Right, and he came out of. Didn't he come out from Albion, Edwards County? Wasn't that where he was from?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
So that makes sense. I mean, and I'll tell you what, I remember now. Remember when Billy, in 17, when Billy got Coach of the Year and he coached the North-South All-Star game up at Terre Haute?
Yep.
Well, Billy picked Klotfelter to be his assistant. And so I know that they Billy and Klotfelter have a good relationship, and I know Klotfelter respects Billy. He's seen what Billy can do when he has the talent. And so I know that he's got a lot of respect for Billy, so that's probably why he's doing what he is now. And, you know, it's awesome to see him have that kind of class and sportsmanship to show these boys that, hey, yeah, you know, we come down here and beat up on you, but, you know, we got some class here, too, and we can, you know, we're going to show it, too, and show you respect. So that's a great thing.
And it looks like they're kind of huddling up, seniors getting one last picture on the field, and Coach Klotfelter is going to bring them off and get those JV guys in there. And, I mean, that's totally understandable. And, I mean, they played a great game tonight.
And those seniors, they don't – you know, they'd have been undefeated this season. There's no postseason for them. So, you know, what Coach Clawfelter did there was great. You know, because whether the boys are from Paris or they're from Red Hill or from Lawrenceville, it doesn't matter. You know, football is a very tough sport. And
very, very emotional, too.
It's a sport that you do play with a lot of emotion. So for Coach Clawfelter to do what he did there was great to see. And, like I said, nothing but class and sportsmanship out of him.
And it looks like Coach Clawfelter trying to get a handle on what's going on in here. And looks like Perry's still in at quarterback with some fresh jerseys in there as well. Five to go on the play clock. Perry in the shotgun. Oh. Fumble through his hands on the snap and goes way back there to about the 43-yard line. And luckily Perry hops on top of it and maintains possession there with 6:15 to go here in the game. It's going to be third and about Evansville now for the Tigers to go. 6:05 to go, 48-0 in favor of the Tigers. Perry in the shotgun, got doubles to the right, single receiver there to the left, up back to the right. Ball snap, Perry hands off to, can't tell who that is, number 26.
He looks like a jitterbug out there, though.
Finally brought down by Plummer or Arbuckle here on the outside. That was Jaden Quinn on the carry. He's a sophomore, so we'll be seeing him next year for sure. And
the kid's fast. He
kicked it into sixth gear in about 1.0 seconds.
He did a nice job. He was hiding behind those huge linemen. I don't think our guys could see it. And, I mean, he had his hand right on the back. And that's how you're actually supposed to run the ball. He did a nice job. I mean, I'm sure they got a stable of running backs.
Ball snap. Perry hands off to Quinn again. He gets out there to the left side. He's got some blocks. He's got the first down. Tripped up, though, just short of the goal line, it looks like. But he's moving the down marker there, first and goal. From around the 5-yard line, it looks like.
Will Stemmler.
So Will Stemmler getting in there on the tackle. And let's see what Coach Clawfelter elects to do. 4:50 to go here in the game. Looks like he's sending Kindred back in there, out at there at the receiver position. And look for another delay of game here, maybe. Got 7 to go on the play clock. Right, Perry gets him set, sends Kindred in motion. Ball snapped. Wide receiver sweep. He gets out here to the outside.
Nice job by Reese
Ralston. By Ralston.
Reese Ralston. Yep, Reese Ralston. That was a nice – that was. He read that the whole way, and for a freshman to come up, that's a – what's Ralston weigh? I guarantee you he's not over 120 pounds. There's no way.
They got him 5'7", 120.
And like I said, these rosters are known to have been fudged on weight and height.
Oh, what are you talking about? I mean, that
but that's what I'm saying is for a kid his size, that's pretty big guts to step up and make a nice tackle like that. So it was a nice job.
Doubles to the left, Perry in the shotgun. Ball snapped, hands off to Quinn. Quinn makes his way to the outside, wide open field. He fumbles around, tackled, but not before he can cross the goal line. Touchdown, Tigers. 3:43 to go. Score now 54-0 in favor of the Paris Tigers. And like we seen earlier, Coach Clawfelter taking that knee and, I mean, running the clock down. I mean, he's getting his JV guys in there. I mean, may not have a JV quarterback right now, but, we haven't seen Perry throw the ball at all right now. He's just handing the ball off to these underclassmen and getting them some varsity playing time.
Right. I mean, he's got a ton of kids to try to get in and play, and they're not going to have any JV season either. And, man, who's that kid? He ran
ball handed off there to Kohlmeyer, a junior, walks right in for the two-point conversion. Brings the score 56-0 now with 3:43 to go.
He was running with some authority, too.
He cut right up the middle, and, I mean, he was bouncing off kids left and right. But, great run there. We'll take a quick 30-second break and be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Yep, you've heard it right. Citizens National Bank of Albion is one of the fastest-growing banking institutions, and for good reason. We make it easier than ever for you to set up a new account, take advantage of our deposit, banking products, and secure mobile banking. We'll help you keep track of your hard-earned money. You can even earn cash back and watch that money grow. And need a loan for a new vehicle, home, business, or farm? Come in and talk to our lending professionals at any one of our six locations.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Drake's back out.
Coming back out of the break, Tigers leading it 56-0.
$4,500. The helmet, the donations for Patsy, for Jared's mom. Our announcer, Terry Andrews, just announced we hit $4,500 just here tonight at the ball game.
And that is very amazing. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if some of those Paris Tiger fans might have donated as well.
Sure.
So, and I mean, that's incredible to hear. And I mean, this isn't your normal COVID crowd. I mean, these stands are full. I mean, around the fence is full. I mean, you're in normal game atmosphere. King's kickoff is away, and it is kind of a short one now, and it's rolling out of bounds. And
look who's over there by it, trying to get it for it when
I'm out. Braden Atkinson. He's quick, and I mean, he slid about 5 yards just to even try and get that, too.
Oh, man.
But yeah, we've said his name every time right after they kick the ball off. And
if Fallon went out of bounds, he's made absolutely every tackle when they've kicked off tonight. That's great. And coming, most of the time he's come from the opposite side of the field to do it. That's crazy.
Ball will be placed at the 35-yard line. Continuous clock here as Arbuckle brings him to the line. Pintail spreads out wide. Brings him set under center. Ball snapped. Hands the ball first man through. And he's trucking right through that defensive line. That Sammy Stemler, maybe?
Yeah, if it's 34.
Number 30, Wyatt Cox.
I mean, they get bunched up in there, and I can't even see jerseys. I mean, that nothing's as bad as those gray jerseys, though. I will say that. They look cool, but from our perspective, it's not cool.
Right. They are sharp-looking when you're up close, but trying to spot them out once you get a little distance from them, it's pretty rough to do.
Ball snapped. Arbuckle hands off to Ralston. Ralston cuts back to the middle. Quickly met. Slammed down there by number 61, Jeff Fry. Yeah, 205 guy slamming down.
There's no way Reese weighs 120 pounds. That ain't happening.
Slamming down about 110 pound
right.
Running back. I mean, you're talking about a whole nother person difference there.
But Ralston bounced right back up like, you know, no biggie. I mean, he's definitely a tough kid. You know, Coach Shimon, junior pro, and he is, you know, for his size, he's got a heart of a lion. And great, also very, very coachable kid, fast, athletic, smart, everything you want in a, you know, a football player. So.
Arbuckle hands off there to Sammy Stemler. Run to the outside, but met by a couple of Tigers there. And giving him forward progress there. Going to bring up fourth and about four there. 1:35 to go here in the game. And Salukis will go for it here. Arbuckle leading back in there with the play. And, again, hats off. I mean, Paris class act football team. I mean, they're not running up the score just because they can, but I mean, they're giving those seniors playing time, giving the JV guys some playing time, and I mean, they're doing what they can. Like we've said all season long, there's no tomorrow for any of these guys. This the seniors, this is their last game, and they may not see a football field ever again. Stemler breaks to the outside. He picks up the first down in a little bit more, and will move the chains.
That's Sammy Stemler. You're me hearing that name. We lose Will this year, which is unfortunate. Benny will be a senior next year, but that's freshman. That's little brother Sammy Simler in there with a nice run. Good enough for the first down.
40 seconds to go here in the game. Salukis have the ball at the Tigers' 49-yard line. Arbuckle brings him to the line. Pintail spread out wide in the bone formation. Ball snapped, hands off to Wyatt Cox right up the middle. Brought down for a gain of about two there. And there's 10 to go on in the game, and it looks like that'll just about do it here for the Salukis. Tigers will win it 56-0, but again, I'm for the Tigers, they had a great game. These seniors, it looks like they're trying to get one of the coaches with the water cooler.
Yeah.
And they
Hutchings and that linebacker. I'd be running from that 54 too. Oh, they're getting another one down here. Oh.
But got Coach Claude Felter. But, I mean, for as many kids as we had, finishing 500, 3-3, you got Benny Stemler pumping them up down there. I mean, a lot of emotion in that huddle. Jake Powden over here, I mean, it's tough. I mean, they deserve to have their heads held high. I mean,
right.
there's no reason to hang your head. They had a heck of a season for only having six games, and I mean, to have one of your best defensive guys to go out here early in the first quarter, and then Drake Allen, like you said, playing at about 25%, and then Kyle Bond was in and out of the game, and losing Tucker Moore there in the second quarter, I believe it was, and that just holds heavy on your mind, and I mean, that's tough to do. And then again, Jared Henry, I mean, not playing here again tonight due to his mom, and I mean, that's one tough kid. I mean, all these kids, hats off to them, and I mean, they played through all this loss that they've had this week and through tonight, and I mean, Drake Allen out there still on his feet, and I believe if he was at 100%, I mean, this might have been a little bit different of a game. Still, Paris Tigers a tough team, and I mean, they're going to be tough for years to come.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. They're very athletic. They're well coached, and you know, they beat us on our best night. It is what it is. But you know, the boys, they didn't give up. They kept fighting, and you know, they showed class. And you know, it is tough to, you know, for these seniors. It's you know, some of these seniors I've coached in 4 years, and you know, you hate to see that for these guys. That, I mean, you know, I know all the practices that Drake Allen's been to, and the blood and the sweat and the tears and the bruises and the things that him and Plummer have played through. I know all those things. Will Stemler, I dealt with him for 4 years too. His annex, you know, Will's a great kid, but he's kind of a crazy kid too. And so, you know, I feel for these boys very deeply. You know, once I coach you, you are my kid, whether you are my blood or not, you know. And that's how we coach at Red Hill, and that's why we have success, because the boys trust us and we trust them. And if the boys trust you, you can get them to perform for you. So, you know, I'm sure Coach Gray's not going to have anything negative to say about the boys' effort. When you're outclassed, and, you know, that was clearly a result. I was kind of hoping for a little different outcome, because if had we had a little better momentum swing, we could play with about any team. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, like I told you before the game, it's going to go one way or the other. It's either going to be a good game, or we're going to hang with them, or they're going to kick the snot out of us. And that's what they did tonight. And but that's all right. They kept fighting, and, you know, it was a great season. You know, for six games, I'm just glad that they got to get something in. They only got six games, but like we were saying on break, you know, what an enjoyable season it was to watch them improve and get better. I was thoroughly impressed with their effort, especially after the season that they had last year. You know, there were some kids on the team that once they got down, their heads got down, and that kind of rubbed off on the rest of the team. But these boys have fought hard all season, and you know, it's been an enjoyable season, and I look forward to next season.
And like we were saying, a lot of emotion here tonight. I hate to say it, but a little bit of emotion for me, and I hated making this decision. It's been really tough. This was my last game, and it's been a great season. I've been doing this for the last 3 years, and I hate to do it, but there's just a few other things I want to do while I'm still young, and I look forward to coming back eventually. But it's just a tough decision to make, having to call it. I mean, this COVID and everything, it was a tough, great season, but I look forward to maybe coming back in the future and doing some more games. But Ryan, it was a pleasure this year, as we are joined by head coach Billy Gray. Coach, we were just talking about all the emotion surrounded by this game. Losing Jake Powden there in the first quarter, that was kind of tough. I mean, one of the best defensive corners that we've got. I mean, he's going to be a big impact the next couple of years. And then like we talked about last night, Drake Allen not playing at 100%, and then the other events that happened tonight, and Paris coming in, knew it was going to be a tough game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you're only as strong as your weakest link, but this team played hard all season, and I'm extremely proud of them. They battled through some really difficult times, and here we are. We got our 6 weeks in. We've gotten better. The seniors got to play. I'm extremely thankful for that. So, been a good run.
We were talking about, you know, Drake. You could tell he was hurting, especially and once the second half started. But once he would get tackled, he wouldn't even look over to the sidelines and taking. You know, you could tell that he knew. He's going to want to take me out. And I told him, I said, dude, Billy's going to have to get some help to drag Drake off the field. You know, Drake's been a staple hold in this program, as well as his dad in the junior pro and the high school program. And it's been starting since he's a sophomore. And it's tough to see his senior night in on like this and for him to have to try to play at about 25%. But, you know, what a tough kid and a great kid to coach. You know, as a coach, he's the kind of kid you want. You know, I hate that it ended. You know, I coached these boys 4 years, and it's rough for me to watch what happened to them tonight. But the lessons they learned through this program are going to bode them well in the future. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, and like I said, he continued to play hard, and he wasn't coming off the field. Every senior we had out there didn't want to come off the field. You remember that feeling as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I can't thank them enough. You know, they laid some groundwork for what's to come, and the future's bright. I'll also say this. You know, we were outplayed, we were outmanned, we were outscored, but we were not outclassed.
Right.
The only way we were outclassed was they're a 4A and we're a 1A because, you know, our kids won with class this season, they lost with class, which goes a lot farther in life than what just happened here tonight.
Right.
And to end a season like this, going 500, we played a lot of tough teams that we'll see next year, Marshall, Casey Westfield, and Paris, I mean, and Newton, three big teams, and being able to beat one of those big teams, Marshall, earlier this season was kind of a big thing for this program. And to end 3-3, going 500, I mean, that, especially for something like this, that's got to feel good.
Yeah, it does. And I know you guys hit on it earlier, but you know, for a team that was expected to win one game, you know, we won three, and the kids earned that. I didn't think we would fare quite as well as we did either, but the kids had other plans. And that's what matters. You know, they made the team theirs, and they went out and got those victories. And it'll be a six-week season that they never forget.
All right. And one thing, when Drake did finally get pulled out of the ball game, you know, I told the listeners on the radio, I said, look, you know, I wish you guys could see what I see, because Drake was over there, and he had his arm around Bryce Barker, patting him on the helmet. I don't know what he was saying to him, but I know that Drake really enjoyed, you know, how hard these underclassmen played. And Drake really enjoyed that, and I'm sure he was passing down some of his knowledge to Bryce, who's a great kid, great player, but he's only a sophomore. And it was just, for me, it's kind of heartwarming and touching to see that the bond that the Red Hill Salukis have. Once you have that, once you're a dog, you're always a dog, and it's something that will never die in you.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, those seniors needed those underclassmen.
Absolutely.
They needed them all year long. There were only five seniors, and Strimmy was hurt most of the year, and without them, we wouldn't have had near the success we had, and fortunately, the experience that they got in this short 6 weeks is gonna bode well for us in the future. And just extremely proud of the team, and you know, in 2.5 months, I'll be knee deep in it again.
Right.
So
right.
Ready or not,
and
right.
The Salukis football program looks very promising. And Coach, as you were walking up, I hated to say it, but it was the tough decision I've had to make, and I've loved watching these kids play the last 3-4 years, and calling it quits. Tonight was the last game, as we talked about, and it's a tough decision. I enjoy these games, but just got some other things that I want to do. But I look forward to coming back eventually in the future and watching you guys play again. And I mean, guys kind of transferred me over from the other side of the county. It was an Indian there all my life, and then the last 4 years I've been a Salukis.
Yeah, and we appreciate everything you've done. The Ryan and Ryan show, I've gotten a lot of compliments on you guys. And, you know, the best thing about you is you put on that Red Hill shirt I gave you a long time ago, and you wore it proudly, so we appreciate you.
Well, Coach, it's been a great year, and I look forward to being in the stands at some of the games next year, watching guys beat up on Mount Carmel and Paris again and Newton. Again, great season, and boys did an absolute amazing job.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, thank you, Coach.
Coach Billy Gray, again, pleased with the way his kids played. And Ryan, it's been an up-and-down year. I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better way to go out. I mean, just the excitement we've had, beating Marshall And like we've said, turn back, go play Newton again, be a different outcome. But it's been really exciting, and I'm glad you were able to join me, and hope you can continue to do it next year. And
yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we appreciate you broadcasting the games, and I got to be here anyway, keeping the stats. And when you guys asked me to help start announcing, I was like, I don't know. I don't know if that's kind of what I'm in for. And I kind of got pushed to do it by a couple of the guys that I know there, and it's turned out pretty well. I enjoy it, and I know all these kids on a personal level as well, and that makes it a little easier for me to talk about these kids and know their habits and know what kind of effort they're giving or what they may be thinking at any moment. So I enjoyed, and like you said, Saluki football, the future is bright, and I hope to enjoy it for years to come. And when you get done, come back and help. I mean, you've showed me the ropes, and I appreciate that. You've done a good job, especially, I mean, you're still a young guy. I'm an old man compared to you, but you've done a good job, and you showed me the ropes, and I appreciate that. And I know that Waco's going to be less one or one good guy that they can rely on and count on. So enjoy what you're doing, and when you get tired of it, come back.
Yeah, and I went to school for it, and I love it. And I tell you what, it's going to be hard closing off the air tonight. But, again, thank you for joining me here tonight. Had a lot of fun this year. Bill Schroed back at the studio, twisting the knobs, turning the dials throughout this COVID season. Ryan, again, yep. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely has. It was an enjoyable season, and I got to help you out a little bit last season, and I've really enjoyed myself, and you've done a great job, and the whole Red Hill organization thanks you for sure. So
for Ryan Schick, I'm Ryan Seed. One last time, stay classy, Bridgeport.
You have been listening to Red Hill Saluki Sports on Lawrence County's sports leader, The Legend, FM 99.3 and AM 910, WAKO. Red Hill Saluki Sports is brought to you by Citizens National Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Hoke's Endless Possibilities, Casey State Bank, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, Rutgers Wholesale, Bill Dobson Ford, and Bob's Pizza. Red Hill Saluki Sports is brought to you all season on WAKO, The Legend, Lawrenceville, Vin Sims.